Okay, we are recording. Let's get the butt going.
Yeah, do it.
We got the butt going. We have a lot to cover, don't we?
We do. We have a full slate of things to cover.
Oh, baby.
It's a very busy week in the world of professional wrestling.
All right, well, then give us an intro and let's get moving.
All right.
And the butt.
The fallout from the Crown Jewel, MLW Saturday Night Super Fight. New Japan Pro Wrestling's Power Struggle, Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, NXT, NWA Power, plus Kevin Burke in studio, KP Burke. Oh, why'd I go government? It's all your fault, because you said his government name when you opened the door. All next on the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast.
The Shining Wizards are celebrating 8 years of podcasting with a live show on Thursday night, November 21st, at the Elementary Brewing Company in Hackensack, New Jersey. There's going to be special guests, lots of laughs, plenty of great beer, and some other surprises as well. And of course, admission is free. That's Thursday night, November 21st, 7 p.m. start time at the Elementary Brewing Company, 58 Voorhees Road, Hackensack, New Jersey. For more information, go to ShiningWizards.com. And please come out and join us for a celebration of wrestling talk and talk about wrestling. The following is a presentation of the Shining Wizards Network, broadcasting live on Rant-EM Radio and available on all podcast platforms and at ShiningWizards.com. Find us on social media at Wizards Podcast. Our merchandise is available at ShiningWizards.com/merch. Do your Amazon shopping with us at Amazon.ShiningWizards.com and become a patron at Patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. As always, thank you for your continued support and enjoy the show.
What's up, fuckers?
I love the big package.
Yeah, and
God damn it.
Holy cow. Wait, I meant to do this before. Can I have a second?
Hey, this is Zebra Kid Joey Janela, and you're listening to the Shining Wizards podcast.
I'm getting worse at this.
Woo, baby, yeah.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a awesome edition of the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. We are on our way to our 8th anniversary episode, but we're making a little pit stop in Studio A, and we're doing some wrestling talk.
Talk about wrestling.
Tony.
Matt.
Kevin.
And our special guest.
Look at this.
American Loser's own, not the DILF of a father. No, it's the KP part, the ugly part.
Unfortunately, I was available. My DILF of a father was not.
That's a shame.
That's okay.
We're still happy to have you here, pal. How you been?
It's good to be here, man. It's been a couple years since I was a guest on the old Wiz Kids.
I know. Hopefully you'll be joining us in a couple weeks.
I'm looking forward to it. Oh, Elementary Ale House, right?
Yes.
See, I know things.
There you go.
I'm also here to try to replace Garifo.
That's okay. Kevin is impeccable. We can't get rid of him. He's right 100% of the time.
That's true. That's easy when you have nothing. When you have absolutely nothing else to do but sit on your couch and watch Animal Planet or some shit like that.
Wolf. Yeah, and
I knew that was... That's me, right?
Oh, wolf.
Yeah, and I...
That's Matt burping.
Wolf. Yeah, and I...
Oh, my God.
Wolf.
Yeah, and I...
A lot of fun last week.
Oh, it's fucking great.
A lot of great reviews from last week's episode, by the way.
Oh, yeah?
A lot of great people commenting and retweeting and loving it. It's like the best hour or two you'll spend all week. It's that was a gem last week, boys.
Oof.
Just pat ourselves on the old Barry Horowitz back there. That's what we did.
Oh, Barry Horowitz, rough.
What do you mean?
What's wrong with Barry Horowitz?
Yeah. Dude, come on. Let's call a fucking spade a spade. That
interview, easy with that.
That interview that you guys did with him.
What?
Dude,
yeah,
he makes himself out to be like the most important man in the history of professional
it's
wrestling.
It's called selling.
He's such a carny. If I got to see one more Barry Horowitz Facebook post where he's trying to put himself in the Hall of Fame, the fuck out of here, Barry Horowitz.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, really.
Yeah,
going to play that all episode now.
Clearly.
Everyone.
Yeah, I mean, we did have a conversation about who is a harder follow on Facebook, and Barry Horowitz is getting up there.
He's up there. The funnest follow, I would have to say, is Duke the Dumpster Drosé.
Drosé. What is this Drosé? What is he, French all of a sudden?
Drosé.
I am Drosé.
What He's hysterical.
He's
Such
very funny.
Fala, Mark, though. Fala makes me laugh on there with the fat man posts and all that other stuff.
Fala?
Fala?
Yeah.
What is this, the mispronunciation hours?
No, that's how we say it in Australia.
Wait, you're Australian now?
I am.
Good Lord.
Yeah, look at how white his feet are.
Holy fuck, dude.
God.
What?
His feet are white.
My feet are white, too. I don't know what you expect.
I don't know.
Never thought in a million years 50% of the people in this room would not have shoes or socks on.
I dropped a pair of scissors on my toe the other day.
I see that.
That's
now, are you
right?
Comfortable sitting next to KP even though he doesn't have any socks on?
I was okay until you mentioned it, because now he's probably going to try to pull some shit.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm trying to go for a sockless existence. It's
Ugh.
I don't like it, man. Socks are gross, dude.
Socks
How are
awesome,
socks
dude.
Gross.
They're there to soak up sweat and be gross.
Not if you shower.
Well, he's got a point there.
It's like your feet are wearing a tampon. It's gross to me. Okay.
Yeah, but your feet—you don't get skeeved out by your feet being in your
no,
shoes.
No, I have clean, perfect feet.
Yeah, but your shoes.
Oh no! I you take a little powder to those bad boys, man. Okay. Right?
Take a powder.
That's how I work. You take a
like fucking baking a cake inside your shoes.
You know it.
All the fucking sweaty fucking powder. You ever?
I would assume I have sweaty feet, so that's why. Yeah, like in the summer, I try and go with the slip-on shoes with no socks, but I still feel uncomfortable taking
my
shoes off.
I found a sneaker that fellas like us can wear that you just put the sneakers in the washing machine.
You can put any sneaker in the washing machine.
Yeah, but these ones are actually designed for it. It's pretty cool.
Do they say, like, do not use other than the washing machine? Do not hand dry?
I wonder.
Or hand wash?
No, this is, I didn't mean it to guys. I wanted to contribute to the show, not derail it.
No, it's okay. Fine. It's
failing you
listen,
already.
This is actually, we like to learn stuff, too. So
we got off to a rough start.
Well, the company's called Allbirds, and they're a sponsor of American Loser.
There you go. You got sponsors? Good
no,
for you.
We're working on it.
That's all right, man.
You guys' numbers are there, though, right?
Yeah.
You got sponsors. I know you do.
Well, we've got people that like us.
Yeah, Kevin makes his living off this podcast.
Of course he does.
Not true.
That's why he dresses so well.
Glad one of us does.
He can afford socks.
If I did, I wouldn't have to be stealing Tony's Tito's out of his liquor cabinet right now.
Well, that's just a poor job on your side of preparing for the show.
That's a good point.
Well, Kevin drinks at the bar. He always pays with the corporate Shining Wizards credit card.
Well, he's corporate Kevin.
That's not a Shining Wizards credit. That's a WWE card.
That's right.
Just so you know.
Guys, kayfabe.
It's fucking
Vincent, kayfabe cocktails.
Vincent Kennedy McMahon's Amex.
That's right.
Yeah. All right, so we had a very...
Where are you going tonight, Kev?
That's exactly it.
Put it on me.
Very.
As long as you drink Bud Light and Telemordo.
No, he wants you to drink like fucking Michelob, like fucking Meisterbrow. He wants Meisterbrow.
Meisterbrow?
Yeah, $6 for a 30-pack. That and some Natty Ice. You're good to go.
Go to Costco. Pick up some Kirkland.
Costco. Nice. All right, so we did the show last week on a Monday, so we're all sorts of banged up here.
That's right.
We got a lot to talk about. But I think the first thing we have to talk about...
Oh, shit! Oh, no. All right. I'll let him. To the victor goes the spoils.
Oh, you should let him.
Tony!
Yes?
You think... You're perfect. You call yourself a New Japan Japanese wrestling expert.
This is not easy to sit through.
Tony, you wouldn't know the word expert. I'm not good at like harshly bragging about things.
Dude, once he made eye contact with me, it was all over.
Because
his eyes
I lost
got wide.
My train of thought.
Wow.
Tony.
Yes, Kevin?
You wouldn't know perfection. If a cat was staring you in the face saying perfection.
Wow.
I told you I'm not good at this.
Holy cow.
Great idiots.
I tried to prep him.
He tried to prep me. And
wait,
I was
you
like,
guys were cutting promos together?
No, nothing. He's like rubbing just... it in Tony's face, and I couldn't say back to him, like, I'm not good at doing that. So I was like, I'll humble brag about it, maybe, but I can't actually cut a full Mr. Perfect theme promo to it.
Well,
I might be able to do a perfect like voice, but that's
you get
really
an A
it.
For effort.
I got an A for my picks.
The thought was there.
You get an A for your New Japan picks.
Yeah, let's slow the roll there a little bit.
I saw the MLW stuff.
So, so for those of you not familiar with what's going on, we do our picks every single time there are big shows. And oh,
go ahead.
Well,
do you want to do it?
It's time for the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast Picks Review. I don't even know if that's a word. I just fucking mumbled.
What'd you say,
revue?
He's French. He's French now. Pouvez-vous.
José.
So this past weekend, Shante.
Fala.
José.
Fala.
Fala.
He's a fala. Handsome fala.
It's a Spice Girls song.
We picked the Crown Jewel. We picked MLW Super Fight. And we picked New Japan Power Struggle. We made our New Japan Power Struggle shit picks.
Shit picks.
Shit picks. Well,
hey, your guys were shit picks.
No.
No, no.
We did okay overall.
No, no.
But you weren't perfect.
We weren't perfect.
Listen, you were 9-0. When you get to 11-0, then come see me.
Tony, do you know who the big winner was?
What?
The big winner for Crown Jewel?
Who?
The patriarchy.
This is true.
Got a couple of girls out there, hot chicks wrestling like fat kids in a swimming pool, man.
Oh, man, I think I saw somebody's ankle,
too. Big old
baggy
t-shirts.
We just went over the patriarchy upstairs, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
See, I was listening, and the Israelites.
Do you want to do all three at once, just give numbers, and then we can break them down as we go?
Yeah.
I'd like to hear my other ones.
Well, this will be the easiest thing to do. We'll break them all down at once.
If
no?
we start with New Japan, we gotta talk New Japan though. You can't be like fucking
with your feet crossed
and all that shit when you punch out on my New Japan. Because you want to talk about fucking Kylie Smiley, whatever her fuck face name is, her dumb fucking.
All right, whenever
face.
You're ready to move on.
New Japan Power Struggle.
Baby.
We were waiting on the results of the Super Junior Tag League to finish up, and it ended up with Sho and Yo, Tony's boys,
sorry, keep going.
No, you're good. Coming in with 10 points, and El Desperado and Kanemura had 10 points. Also, ELP and... Ishimori had 10 points, but they lost the tiebreaker.
Didn't ELP sing that song, Everybody for the Summer, for the Summer?
That's Alpho.
Oh, sorry.
Summertime. Girls? Or was it just summertime?
One of those guys is dead, R.I.P.
R.I.P. to the ELP and the ELO.
You and about six other people care.
I didn't say I cared, I just said R.I.P.
Whatever. I speak it.
Are you playing? That's not me.
Is that me?
Oh, keep it on, man.
It is me.
Listen, when you're the best at New Japan picks, you might as well play the best music.
Fucking heart mark over here.
So, New Japan Power Struggle is one of the last big shows before before Wrestle Kingdom, and this really set up Wrestle Kingdom in January. We still have the World Tag League coming up, and we have the road to...
WrestleMania.
The road to Wrestle Kingdom coming up. There's like three shows in December. So Kevin went 9-0.
You know
he
it.
Got every pick right. Me and Tony each went 7-2.
Not a bad showing, my friend.
Not a bad showing.
Not
we
a
both,
bad showing and yoing.
We both lost the LIJ versus Suzuki Goon match.
Yeah, that kind of pissed me off.
Because we both picked Suzuki Goon.
Yes.
And then you picked Liger to win.
That was a mistake. I really should have went the other way, I guess, but what are you going to do?
And I really thought Ishii would beat Kenta because I didn't...
No!
I didn't think they would... The way they're going, I didn't think they were going to do Kenta Shibata for the Never Openweight Championship. And do you know the average amount of successful title defenses for the Never Openweight Championship?
I'd say it's less than 5%.
It's 1.6 is the average amount of title defenses.
You guys got to do a little bit of research.
No, I get it. I know why he did that, but Kenta just came back.
I didn't do the research. They said it on the fucking show. I watched it.
That's research. That's getting first-hand information.
Sorry, go ahead. You were going to say Kenta.
No, I get why you're doing that, because nobody ever holds a Never Openweight Championship past winning it, to be honest with you, but... They're doing too much with Kenta right now, trying to build him up. That's why I went with Kenta.
Look.
And that's why the expert is sitting across from me
went
with Kenta as well.
That's right. That's 100% right.
So Sho and Yo beat Kanemura and El Desperado. Will Ospreay beat Bushi in a fucking awesome match.
Yes, it was.
If you're not familiar with Bushi, he's from LIJ. He spits the mist.
Bushi.
Right? He goes to spits the mist in Will Ospreay's face.
Didn't he also play Nova in ECW?
No.
Bushi.
He goes to spit the mist in Will Ospreay's face, and Will Ospreay goes mouth to mouth and steals the mist
and then goes
and spits
meat
it
meat.
In Bushi's eyes. So that was exciting.
Oh, I bet you it was for you.
It was fucking awesome. It's a great spot. It's better than whatever dog shit was on last night.
Oh,
how far away do you think we are from people spraying mist from their crotch?
I mean, Priscilla Kelly might be doing it tomorrow. Who knows?
Pioneer. That's a good point.
Get Darby on the phone.
Naito beat Tai Chi.
Okay. Naito.
Jay White retained against Goto.
Fuck Jay White anyway.
Did you pick Jay White, Tony?
Of course I picked Jay White.
Oh, because yours.
He's an expert.
Because he turned on you, right?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
He's a
not
dick. Yet. That fucking wrist control nonsense. Fuck your hand, Jay White.
Fuck your hand, Jay White. Wow.
Keep going.
Ibushi and Tanahashi beat Tanahashi and Yoshihashi.
Yes, they did. Hashimachi.
EOP and Ishimori beat Robbie Eagles and Rocky Romero. LIJ beat Suzuki-Gun. That was the one me and you watched. And Clark Harner's TJP, Voldar Jr., and Titan won the eight-man tag match.
Right.
El Fantasma and Ishimori stole the Super Junior trophies from Sho and Yo. They beat the shit out of them. So that match is definitely taking place at Wrestle Kingdom for the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship match. Will Ospreay called out anyone in the back, and Hiromu Takahashi made his return.
Hiromu. Oh, baby.
Which is awesome, because he's been out of action with a broken neck for over a year.
Broken freaking neck.
So him and Will Ospreay is at Wrestle Kingdom.
He went from heem to him. He didn't even pick the right word after all that.
After Tanahashi and Ibushi won, there was a promo.
That's right.
Chris Jericho will be wrestling Tanahashi at night two of Wrestle Kingdom, which is awesome. Jay White cut a promo at the end of the night saying he wants to become the first double champion. Naito came out and said he wants to become the first double champion. Ibushi came out and said he will become the first double champion. And then Okada came out and mocked them all, said he will become the first double champion. So what they did at the press conference early this morning, it will be Okada versus Ibushi and Jay White against Naito at Wrestle Kingdom on the 4th. And then on the 5th, it will be the IWGP Heavyweight Champion against the IWGP Intercontinental Championship with both titles on the line. Ooh. So we will have our first ever, double champion.
And then
the two losers will be in a singles match that night as well.
That's like two things came to my mind, and it's WWE related. Is when you had WrestleMania 10 with, Bret Hart would fight Yokozuna or whatever. Bret Hart would fight Owen Hart, and then Yokozuna would have to fight Lex Luger before Yokozuna fought Bret Hart for the belt, and then the unification of the first undisputed champion with Jericho and Rock, and then Austin and Kurt Angle, and then Jericho beat Austin for that. So that's super cool. I'm actually
there's a backstory. They asked about if they want the fans to vote on it, and there was a situation a couple years ago where Naito came back from Mexico and he was a real heel.
Vote on what?
On if they wanted to see a match for a double championship.
So this has never happened before?
It's never happened before. There's been matches, but there's never been a double champion. So a couple years ago when Naito came back from Mexico, he was a super, super heel, and the fans got to vote who wrestled for the IWGP Heavyweight Championship. And I guess it was Naito's spot, and he gave it up to let the fans vote. He lost out on that, so they're really playing that up, too. If you go to NJPW1972.com,
right,
it's all in English. They transcribe all the press conference. So, like, the press conference they had this morning, everything's there with Jay White and Naito, and how Jay White says he's going to become the first double champion. Ospreay wants to main event Wrestle Kingdom. Jay White is throwing some shade at him. They're always moving and shaking and setting things up. You would think Kenta Tomohiro Ishii was when Shibata would get involved, but Shibata was doing commentary for Jay White. I'm so excited about this.
No, trust me, let it ride, dude.
Better storytelling in professional wrestling. Take a minute, because I'm excited. I feel like I want to rush through this, because he's going to punch out.
No, he's not.
Right, because he's not Indian style yet, but he's getting there.
You've been doing this for 7 minutes already. What do you want from me?
This is a huge show. And this is very exciting for me.
All right. Yeah. So relax. So humor and stop stuttering. Yeah.
And I won the picks for this show. So humor me.
And you had a 7-2 record. So you should be happy here.
I'm happy.
And you should be paying attention, because this Wrestle Kingdom show is the last show we pick. And this is not going to be an easy show to pick.
I thought we were going to Royal Rumble.
No, we started at Royal Rumble this year. So we end with Wrestle Kingdom.
Are you sure? Aren't there more pay-per-views before the Royal Rumble?
Yeah, but
no, because we'll restart again. Actually, we started with NXT.
There you go.
So we might fucking talk about that at a later date.
Well, why'd you bring it up, Tony? Go upstairs, have some Shibata yogurt, and come back down. And
So you think Shibata would have been involved in the Kenta match, but he was sitting ringside for Jay White Goto.
No, was he?
He was, because Goto went back to the LA dojo to train with...
He go to the dojo?
To the dojo, to train with Shibata to get in the best shape of his life. And he had
these
a very
are all
six,
people.
These are all people.
Right? These yes. are names. These
keep
are
saying Shibata. People. It's making me hungry.
Shibata
these
bread?
These are real people. In real life, they have real matches.
Yes, Sho and Yo. Their name is Roppongi Bungi.
No, it's Roppongi 3K. It's
now, what is Otunga Bunga up to?
Otunga Bunga, that's...
He's doing the pre-shows and the post-shows. He's doing the pre-shows and the post-yos.
He's in the backyard buried next to Snuka.
Brother, yeah.
Well, at least his wife's doing okay, right?
Allegedly.
All right.
She's the new star of The Walking Dead.
Jennifer Hudson is?
No, Jimmy Snuka's wife.
Oh.
Girlfriend, whatever.
She was taking a piss, bro.
He got me.
Dark.
So,
he
so
got me.
Jay White, Goto. The ref, there's a ref bump. Kenta comes down. He starts beating up on Goto, and that draws Shibata into the ring. And Shibata, who had his fucking skull fractured 2 years ago, he's not cleared to be in a pro wrestling ring. Him and Kenta go at it. Kenta fucking kicks him a bunch, throws him. It's fucking awesome. When Shibata comes back to wrestling in a New Japan Pro Wrestling ring, it's going to be huge. I don't think you understand
You're right.
the level of this. Because Shibata was on the level of like Okada, Tanahashi, like when Wrestle Kingdom really hit its stride and people in the United States were watching it with the original Bullet Club, with Prince Devitt and AJ, he was in that mix. And then after one of the Wrestle Kingdom show, like a New Year's Dash show or something, he had a brain hematoma from a match. Like, he was throwing fucking shoot headbutts.
Now, KP, if you're wondering, hematoma is not one of the wrestlers. That's a condition.
Well, that's a blood pocket.
Correct? That you know.
Yeah,
that's the gimmick.
So, as that's far as I understand, wrestler. This sandwich
now
has
introducing.
Given-
The blood pocket.
Wait, so
hematoma.
Is Kenta getting into a feud with Goto?
No, Kenta's gonna. In all likelihood, Kenta Goto might be a thing, but I think the money is in Kenta Shibata.
If Kenta hits his finisher, is he gonna name it the Goto Sleep?
God damn it, Tony!
Ding.
That was amazing.
Maybe.
How have we never said that before?
Oh, man.
We had to.
Because fucking Mumbles McGee over
so
here.
So excited about New Japan Pro Wrestling.
I know. You've been talking about it for 16 minutes already.
Oh, it's like one of your meh Impact reviews.
Okay.
Fuck you.
It's meh TNA.
Fucking jerk off.
Meh TNA.
Fuck Tanahashi. I hope Chris Jericho takes his dumb hair and sticks
fuck
it.
Him.
His
Chris
matted
Jericho
his fucking hair.
Portly belly with his fucking... Pumpkin fucking blazer on the other day. Shame
fucking
on him.
Dick eater.
Great.
Fucking Wadlow over there.
So that was New Japan Power Struggle. I'm very excited for Wrestle Kingdom. I'm very excited for the World Tag League coming up.
Obviously.
So far, this is what Wrestle Kingdom 14 looks like. Okada, Ibushi, Jay White, Naito.
Why are you even bothering, dude? Ibushi's winning the whole fucking thing. You might as well just keep saying Ibushi versus Ibushi versus Ibushi.
Because
Osprey,
he's your
Takahashi,
Golden Lover.
You'll get an 8-man tag match with Liger, and then
there's
on the
a Tanahashi and a Takahashi.
Yes,
that's confusing.
Yeah, you're telling me I was trying to look up Takahashi last night with my wife because Hiromu comes down with Daryl and the other cat.
Daryl.
Daryl's the name of his cat, bro.
Oh, he's doing a Teddy Hart gimmick?
No. This is a stuffed cat, and he's been doing this gimmick for a long time.
Oh, good for him.
Don't be a fucking dick.
Man. I'm trying not to be. Keep going.
You're fucking hitting a home run, you jerk off.
Chief Nakahoma.
And then on the 5th...
He does not wrestle in New Japan, by the way.
On the 5th, the four men involved in the IWGP Heavyweight
title.
The
Blood Pocket!
And the Intercontinental title match.
You know what
his first name
is Hema. Right?
What, it's the theme music?
Blood Pocket!
I dropped my blood pocket. All right, what else we got? Come on.
No.
And then this weekend, the New Japan Showdown is on the West Coast, with the main event being Okada and Osprey against Ibushi and Amazing Red.
Yeah. Good for Red.
There's a bunch of other shit, but I don't want to bore dickhead over here.
Really?
Yeah. So we'll move on.
I mean, Tony, I mean, let's be honest. Are you
we'll
not
move on.
No, I'm entertained.
You're not entertained.
That's why I'm here.
You're full of shit.
25 minutes later.
Listen, jerk, we didn't do 25 minutes on New Japan Pro Wrestling. It would be a wet dream of mine to do 25 minutes on New Japan Pro Wrestling.
Ooh.
God forbid anyone I did the podcast with watched any fucking wrestling.
Oh, you don't think I watched any wrestling?
I watch wrestling, baby.
We're going to move on to the next show, We'll go backwards, I guess. It's time for more Shining Wizard Wrestling Podcast Picks of the Week review. MLW Saturday Night
now,
Super
Fight.
Now,
this is some wrestling that I watch, baby.
I will say.
Eh?
LW? No, not at all. Not
dude,
at all.
No, it was good.
Value? $20 for the pay-per-view? Fucking home run.
Hells yeah.
Home run. The pre-show? I thought the pre-show was dynamite.
I didn't watch any of the pre-show.
Okay.
Because I didn't realize it wasn't part of like the pay-per-view when I watched it. So I do have to go back and watch
that. Well, I think
that.
They aired it on YouTube and BN Sports as like their
usual.
Yeah,
because I know like Simon Gotch was on it.
Oh, it's on BN Sports.
El Hijo del LA Park.
They were?
Yeah.
Me and Tony came in at a solid 9-3.
Yeah, still tying it up, baby.
Kevin, not so great. 7-5. All right, I'll
take 7-5. Easily.
So that means your two wins in New Japan got balanced out by your two losses to us in MLW.
Ooh.
So the standings at this point are still the same. After two shows, we got one more to go.
Yeah, your New Japan show really saved your ass.
Oh yeah, it did. Get a bowl for him, KP. He's got a lot of shit to eat later.
So I'll blow through the pre-show just because you didn't watch it. Contra won the 3-team tag match. It was Contra against Spirit Squad against
no surprise
Garini and James. We all had Contra. Zenshi beat El Hijo. El Hijo de la Park. Beat Zenshi. Kevin had Zenshi.
Boo.
So you lost that. Gino Medina beat Airwolf.
Fucking cold. Gino Medina.
All had Gino Medina. And then Leo Bryan beat Savio Vega.
And I took Savio.
Tony at Savio Vega.
Fucking stupid Savio Vega. He's got his license, you know.
And then on to the main card where we differ. The only thing. Two. Tony took Hammerstone to retain.
Yes, I did, and he did retain.
And
I took Davey Boy Smith, right?
Yes, you and me took Davey Boy Smith. We all lost on Thatcher.
Thatcher, yeah.
We all lost on Aries.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you went Brian Pillman Jr. against Low Key, which was really weird.
Well, it happens when you don't watch it every week, I guess.
That was a good match.
The pay-per-view was awesome. I thought top to bottom it was a solid show. Every match was different. They really set it up nicely. Fatu retained against LA Park, which I think LA Park gigged way too much.
He did, and he had his mask ripped off. But I've been complaining that LA Park's been in like second and like first gear all this time. He really fucking stepped up when it mattered.
But when he gigged, like he rolled outside the ring, like you saw him tell like Selena, like.
Oh, when he was on the apron at one point, too. He still had the gig in his hand. But what kills me in that match is they did the whole ending where Fatu gets moved out of the way, and what's his name? Samael gets moved out of the way, and LA Park spears Selena. That timing was a little bit off on that one. Like, she was just standing there for like a second before that happened.
They play up that he had the blood in his eyes, though, you know?
Fair enough.
He literally had the crimson.
He was messed
up. Dude, he kept going to his face. And then, like, tugging at the mask as to not reveal his whole face, but definitely get the pocket of blood that was, like, pooling at the bottom of his mask.
Hematoma!
It was crazy. It was fucking wild. And Fatu retains. Contra unit reigns supreme. All hail Contra. I like the venue. I thought it looked great on TV.
I thought it was kind of bad, though, that Selena, like, she was a little timid by Samael, and she shouldn't have been. Like, even though he's a maniac, she should have stepped up and really, like, fucked with him a lot more than she did.
Yeah, tell it to the fucking referee that caught a face full of fire, bro.
I understand, but you're defending your golden ticket, you know what I'm saying? Like, you got to get in there.
Yeah, but you can't get in. You can get in a lot of people's faces, but you can't get in Samael's face.
She cashed in a ticket. She could have at least had El Hijo out there to help her out, you know?
I mean, look, they talked about it. They thought she was distracted because she was out there with
With Bestie and Jimmy Havoc?
Yeah, for the Stairway to Hell match, which was
fucking gross.
I don't know why people do that to themselves.
My kid's like, why does he have money stapled all over his body? I'm like, because Mance Warner's awesome, that's why. The Thatcher-Lawler match, that was fucking good shit.
It's great
stuff.
That
was really good shit. Working in and out of holds and stuff. Like you said, perfectly balanced top to bottom this entire card. Even Teddy Hart, dude. Teddy Hart was taking a shit kick into the nth degree. And at some points, like, his eyes just looked like they were going to come out of his head with his selling. Beautiful stuff.
That was
beautiful
the story stuff. They were telling. He took the brainbuster on the apron like weeks before by Aries.
Yeah.
And he was selling the neck injury. And the commentators did a great job telling the story. My favorite match was the Davey Boy Smith Hammerstone match.
Really?
I thought it was awesome.
That was good stuff.
Did he come out wearing a mask?
He did. He did.
A bulldog mask, yeah. Some weird shit.
That's pretty cool.
I was really surprised that Aries didn't win the belt, though. Really surprised at that.
I mean, if you look at Aries' track record, I think we've had this conversation before. He's kind of a... He can be a problem. And I feel like Court Bauer is not the type of person who deals well with problems.
Fair enough.
So instead of having to rewrite a whole story where you strip him of the title and then you have to have a tournament or some nonsense, if he hangs around, great. If he doesn't...
And Pillman, like I say, every week he continues to get better. He's still not there, but working with Loki, he fucking jumped quite a few notches.
Thoughts on Navon Eric's match with
The Dynasty?
The Dynasty, yeah.
Good stuff.
It's good.
Good stuff. I wouldn't put it on there like as an epic tag team match, but it was good stuff. And having them start first with Dynasty working the crowd, another good call. Another good call.
Yeah, Pillman looked great against Low-Key, by the way.
Yeah.
I thought he did a great job. And he fixed his hair.
Yeah.
So finally. I'm good with that.
And I think he was wearing gear that someone, like a fan, made for him or something.
He had a Hollywood Blonde's vest.
He came out
a jacket
with his father's vest on,
there
apparently.
But like, the actual like tights, like I saw him retweet like or say thanks for the gear. And it, like, someone was like, glad to see that Brian Pillman Jr. wore the gear that I made for him. And I was like, oh, wow, that's pretty cool.
That's cool.
Injustice looked great against Gringo Loco, Puma, and Septimo Dragon.
Those guys all look great. That match was awesome, too.
Those are your boys, Tony. Injustice.
That's right.
They look great. I thought it was a solid show, man. It made 3 hours fly by. It was awesome. I watched half of it Sunday, and I watched the other half this afternoon. Fucking dynamite, man.
Great
dynamite.
Stuff.
They're teaming up with AAA, which is weird now.
Oh, that's another huge story that might have been flying under the radar now.
Because it's AAA's working with Impact, AEW, and
now
Kenny Omega's the AAA champion.
Yeah.
And he showed up on... TV, he was on AEW. He might not have came out with the belt, but they mentioned
he didn't have the belt.
They announced
they mentioned him as the AAA
champion. Yeah.
So they may not be working exclusively. They're not exclusive to AEW. They might not even have a working relationship.
They might not.
But Kenny Omega will now be associated as an AEW talent.
Just like Chris Jericho is AEW. And he's now in New Japan. AEW New Japan don't necessarily have a working relationship.
That's coming. You know that's coming.
Do you?
It's gotta.
Well,
yeah. And it's gotta. It has.
Or do you think it's Jericho and I'll do what I want?
Well,
or Moxley, I'll do what I want.
We talked about it. It's not even a do what they. It's just what they when they signed their contracts. There was Jericho left it open because even after they announced AEW, he went and he wrestled Okada.
Yeah.
But Omega's in the same boat.
Wasn't Moxley holding the title in
he
New
was
Japan?
The U.S. champion, but
yeah,
then
he didn't make the last show, so they stripped him, and they had the top two guys wrestle for it. So, okay. Yeah.
But I guess at the time, like, if you're a Moxley, if you're a Jericho, you could say to AEW or to Cody, like, hey, come on, guys. Like, I'm not going to stop working here. This is awesome working here. Whereas opposed to, like, a guy like, oh, I can't say MJF because MJF had his MLW contract first, but... I mean, most of the time, the guys are going to be exclusive now when we've had this conversation.
Yeah, it's the other thing. So, like, MLW, is MJF, like, not long for that world?
I don't think so. I think he played out his contract. I think that's part of the reason why they lost the titles.
So he's gone? He's
gonna I have no clue
what his contract
is. I would assume by the end of the year. That's me just guessing. That's a complete guess. I don't know his contract status. I could be 100% wrong.
Well, I think if... I think he's still under contract with MLW, but I think if so, the only time it would make a difference is if MLW and AEW ran like the same day. He'd have to go to MLW just because that's the if AEW was doing something else, he could go to AEW and work there. But MLW has first dibs on him, I think.
Well, MLW also does all their taping in huge blocks anyway.
Yeah, so. They usually do it like on a Thursday night too, which I think is. Smart on their end because they could do their tapings on Thursday, and then a lot of AEWs run on Wednesday, pay-per-views run Saturday, Sundays.
But going back to that AAA thing, man, working with MLW after abandoning, I guess, the relationship with Ring of Honor.
Oh, who, AAA? Oh, yeah.
I thought you were going to say with Crash. Who gives a fuck about Crash?
No, I'm talking about AAA, like not would rather work with MLW than working with Ring of Honor. And then Ring of Honor rather working with CMLL.
It could be just an association, like, hey, we're going to send some guys up to do some shit with you. And then
but Conan had an assimilation or an affiliation with MLW. So that's so bizarre.
And I think a lot of the AAA stuff had to do with, no, I think that was CMLL.
Yeah, they went through CMLL. They just went through Crash. Now they're going with AAA.
Right, but Ring of Honor, that
is
all
CMLL.
Is that where Rush and Dragon Lee are?
Yeah, pretty sure. I'm like 99.9 positive.
Yeah, I think he's right on that.
Yeah, but they fired after Rush won the world title. He got fired from
CMLL.
CMLL.
Yeah, so.
So maybe they don't have anything then. Maybe Ring of Honor has no real relationship with a Mexican company now.
Look, if you watched Ring of Honor this weekend, I think they might be on an island all by themselves.
Well, it's a good time to restructure. It's a good time to restructure.
The Saturday night show was awesome.
Unauthorized was the Saturday night show. Experience was
fan
Friday.
Experience.
Was Friday. That was the six-man.
The six-man was Saturday. The other show was Sunday.
Okay, all right. Then you're right.
The Sunday night show
was Moth and PCO.
Outside of Moth and PCO,
no.
It was bad.
I watched Moth and PCO. That.
The whole concept
of cult ruling over it.
It's like 94 WWF and 2000 WCW had a baby. This is it.
Well, can we give them at least, can we like play devil's advocate and say it wasn't supposed to be a big deal? Like it's just another show.
Look, I pay for Honor Club. I want the Ring of Honor product. I don't want you to put Jeff Cobb in a mask and pretend it's not Jeff Cobb.
Well, it's kind of just being Colt Cabana.
But the whole show was like Joe Hendry did a whole match and he sang in commentary. It was the fucking worst.
Don't get rid of it yet. There might be some big things.
Oh, no,
up.
I'm not saying I'm going to get rid of it. It was just you go from what they did Saturday night where you're having Jonathan Gresham and Mark Haskins have a submission match. And then you're giving me this Marty Scurll and Jeff Cobb under masks against Delirious and Mini Delirious in a loser must lose their mask match. Mini Delirious was swoggle.
Yeah.
But why? Why are we doing this?
Yeah, that is kind of stupid.
Why is Kenny King, Flip Gordon, and Dalton Castle wrestling the Cheeseburgers and the Bouncers in Colt Cabana's wonderful six-man tag match?
I thought you guys liked Cheeseburger.
Maybe because it was just under the unauthorized, like, do whatever you
want. Yeah,
but
the theme was Colt Cabana wanted to give everyone a burger-related name. So Kenny King was Kenny Burger King, and he came out with Burger King Crown.
Dude,
it was fucking stupid. Dalton White Castle and Double Cheeseburger.
Here's what's
Beer
stupid.
City Bruisers.
As he's looking at his notes, the advertisement that was there was for some sort of cheeseburger. That's fucking awesome.
Mark Briscoe beat Josh Woods in a partner must drink after
shot,
kickout,
right?
Matt. Come on. Come on, man. This is such a talented roster, and you're in a position where you really need to.
I don't get that stipulation, man. I apologize for it.
That's okay.
Partner must drink after kick. Are they sober kids, or what's the deal?
No, it was Mark Briscoe was on the – or maybe it was Jeff. I can't really tell them apart, to be honest with you. Mark,
really?
I mean, I can. I'm just trying to remember which one was which on the side doing the shots.
Jay was on the side.
Jay was on the side doing the shots. With
Silas Young.
Yes. And they were just doing the shots after, it seemed like after someone did a move or something, someone did a shot.
It was bad.
You think
after every kick out, they had to do a shot.
What was that noise?
Someone's phone.
Potentially mine.
Oh. I thought we were getting a little screw up here. Anyway, so that was MLW before we keep going.
Oh, yeah, sorry. That's good. Yeah, that was MLW. They're partnering with AAA. They're running a show on Thanksgiving. They're coming to New York for the Opera Cup in December.
Yes.
So all good things. What are they doing at the taping? Thunder and Blood, I think, is the MLW taping. Davey Boy Smith against Tom Lawler. Mance against Jimmy Havoc in a False Count Anywhere match because Jimmy Havoc attacked him after post-match. Low-key Timothy Thatcher, which would be fucking sick. And then they're going to start the MLW women's thing with Zeta Zhang versus the Spider Lady.
Zing is out.
Plus a mystery box battle royal. Participants not announced in advance.
Mystery box. Intriguing.
So that will be at the Blood and Thunder tapings in Orlando.
I have a feeling we're not done with our pick review yet, though.
We are not done with our pick review. We can get back to Ring of Honor because there was one more show we had to pick. Now, you didn't get to play it last week, so don't even play what you're going to play. Play what you wanted to play last week. There you go. All right, so
we are going back to the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia for 2019 Crown Jewel. Aloha snack bar to everyone.
We might be there as long as the talent was there.
Oh, boo.
Crown Jewel took place on Halloween.
Halloween Havoc, baby.
Yeah.
Me and Kevin were respectable 4-4.
4-4?
That's right, babe.
And Tony. Tony was 5-3.
I like that.
The only difference was Tony picked Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury, you guys are dumb. I don't know why you
won fucking... my fucking count out. Shut up.
You didn't listen to me. I told you there was no way Tyson Fury was losing. You're like, oh, Braun Strowman's not going to win.
You know what? I think the bigger thing that we're all dumb about is we really should stop picking fucking Lacey Evans.
Yeah.
Like the last three shows, we picked her against Natty, and she's lost every one of those fucking matches.
Well, I think I've picked her basically almost. You guys, I don't think, have picked her as much as I have. And then I always eat my words.
Well, you got a crush on her, that's why.
Dude, she has the best theme music in the business right now.
You know what?
I know, Tony, you like it now.
I know, I give them a lot of credit. They couldn't go full-on heel face. She couldn't do all of her shtick while she was over there. They wrestled completely in black with, like, each a colored T-shirt on. However, the match was good. Really good.
Match was great.
Yeah. They wrestled technical. They, like, a couple little cheap moves here and there, like a couple of cheap shots. But when all was said and done, great match.
I find it wild, the ignorance of wrestling fans, where they didn't understand the importance of what was happening.
Not only that, but I don't think they really appreciate the actual match itself. It's like, you know, they're so used to seeing what they see, you know, wash, rinse, repeat with everybody else wrestling in WWE. To actually see them work that style, I loved it.
I thought it was great.
You guys are smarter wrestling fans than I am, so perhaps I'm one of the ignorant folks that Matt's talking about. But to me, I didn't pay any attention to it. I haven't watched WWE in a while. I got rid of the network and everything. But I did turn on SmackDown on Friday night because people were going, I'm sure you're going to get to it, and I won't give anything away, but people were going nuts about it. I was getting text messages on my phone. It was like I was in, you know, on AOL in 1999. People were like, Stone Cold's going to get his hand on McMahon tonight. We'd all go nuts, and you'd run to the TV. But, yeah, so my friends are going nuts. They're sending me text messages. Kevin doesn't because he doesn't value my friendship.
It has nothing to do with friendship. Kevin doesn't text us either.
Well, I get told to put on the channel because the main event, which I won't give away.
You could say it.
Say it.
Everyone knows it happened Friday. Already.
We're in the WWE ballpark.
It was Adam Cole, Daniel Bryan. And Adam Cole is the last guy in wrestling right now that I mark out for still. I'm a fan.
You like that old Bebe nonsense?
He's also the first guy I've ever rooted for in this business that's younger than me. So that's kind of weird. That's a weird move.
That's a former guest of the Shining Wizard Trust.
I'm a big fan of him and his girlfriend. I'll put it that way.
Who's his girlfriend?
I want to watch him do it.
Really?
I would.
Hot take.
Yeah,
who's Adam Cole's girlfriend?
Britt Baker.
Oh, all right. Yeah, I did know that.
Oh, he's a member of the Britsburg.
He puts the Brit in Britsburg.
Jesus. So we get this exciting announcement.
Baby!
You get this exciting announcement, and then you turn on the TV, and HBK's there with Triple H. And the main event's going to come. They're talking about, and then Stephanie McMahon out of nowhere walks out and just goes, sorry, guys, I'm here to pat myself on the back for women's rights. And we're all suffragettes. And here's a video package of a bunch of women wearing hijabs crying. All right. I'm half cutting a promo right now. I'm half being real. It's like the Bill Burr quote. Women love to pat themselves on the back and no one ever corrects them because we want to fuck them. All right, that's the most truth I've ever heard in a stand-up act ever.
That's the conclusion pretty much.
They were so proud of them. So, like when Lacey Evans, who's a hot chick, by the way, and I respect her. I think she's got a great gimmick. She's got
military
a cool thing
background.
Going on. Yeah, good wrestler, too. They were good wrestlers. You're right. From the little bit that I saw in the thing, it seemed like it was a good match. But when she goes, we tore that wall down, and that door is now open, so that all the little girls out there that dream of fake fighting in Saudi Arabia... in a dominant Muslim country,
You can't get bacon here, but two women can wrestle wearing oversized t-shirts. Get out of here. No one cares. I don't care. I know I'm being a male chauvinist right now, but I just don't care.
Well, I mean, if you look at a big picture, is a match between two women really changing a whole hell of a lot over there? Probably not.
Well, I got to say, the women's match that had the biggest impact on me was Keebler versus Tori Wilson. I can't tell you how many pairs of socks were ruined to that match.
Hence the barefootedness.
No mercy.
Yeah, so you have no socks. You can call Tony.
That's right. I got a few of them sometimes.
That's why he's out of socks.
Well, it is November, fellas.
What does that mean?
Tovember?
It's No Nut November. You guys know this story.
No, what is that?
All right.
Is this a fucking stupid social media thing?
Without derailing it, in 30 seconds or less, Kevin knows all about this.
No, only because...
It's every month for Kevin. We get it.
No Nut November.
No, it's nothing to do with...
It was a challenge for you.
It's no June, no July, no August.
Who the fuck wants to do that?
Well, I tried it last year, and I succeeded. I made it 30-something days.
I got updates every day.
Yeah.
Okay. You made how many days?
30-something days.
Okay. Why?
However many days are in November.
No. I went into December.
Why?
Look at you, the overachiever.
Well, I wanted to see what it was like, and there is some weird stuff.
Like when you fucking came, and it was like a fucking fire hydrant getting broken open.
Yeah, we haven't fixed those ceiling tiles yet.
Fucking KP's bedroom looked like a fucking Harlem in a fucking heat wave.
It's like
a hotel in Rahway, New Jersey.
You know what it was like? It's like when the guy runs out to shoot at Travolta and Jackson in Pulp Fiction. You're not hitting anything, but there's a lot of it. So, yeah. But yeah, this is a true story.
It's like walking around Hal Caverns after.
All right, so
I got to tell the one thing, Kev. I'm sorry. You know this story because you came with me that night.
Oh, hi-yo.
Wait, I didn't even know what we were talking about.
Friends that do it together. I like that.
Not for nothing. This is a true story. Is that a couple days into No Nut November, so what do you think? You stop watching porn, right? I'm a single comedian.
It still doesn't involve me, right?
You have a favorite porn star, right? That's fair to say. This music fits. I'm good with it. So what winds up happening is you're not watching porn.
I didn't want to. Okay, go.
For about 96 hours. Okay, I'm 96 hours into this challenge. I'm hanging out. I do a clean church gig for my mother's church, right? Hanging out with family. I'm doing good stuff here, guys. All right, but I don't watch porn for 4 days, and I watched enough of it that the universe responded, and I get a phone call the next day from a booker in Jersey. He goes, hey, man, XXX convention is in town at the Edison Convention Center.
Well, there you go.
My favorite porn star is this chick, Brooklyn Chase. I have a crush on her. And they said, hey, Brooklyn Chase is going to come do comedy. Why don't you come down and open for her? She needs a host for the show. She's doing a Q&A. So I agreed, and I picked up Garifo, and we went down to the Crossroads in Garwood, New Jersey.
Getting some dick in Garwood.
Yep.
I love it.
And, and we went down there and hung out. And she was a sweetheart. I met her. There's a picture of me and her up on my Instagram.
Shut the music.
She's gorgeous. But she was a sweetheart, too. And I did a whole set. So that's how weird the No Nut November thing is. I quit watching porn for 4 days, and it fucking came and found me.
Can we turn this up? Can we turn this up a
little
bit?
You're watching some of her work?
We're not watching it. We're not going to put porn on.
I'll tell you, if you do think about it, if you think about putting porn on, I want you to remind yourself that there's an audience in Saudi Arabia, and please put a giant oversized t-shirt on her and the 8 black fellas in the scene with them.
No, it's a white dude. Kind of looks like you.
Oh, it could be.
We can't,
it's definitely
we can't
you.
Watch porn on the podcast.
All right, I think we had enough of that. We can stop that. You know what I learned today?
Kev was there with me.
I learned something called the death grip.
It was awesome.
Why? What?
Apparently, this is when a fella continuously grabs himself so hard that he loses sensation. Apparently, it's supposed to be like a delay kind of tactic, but it has dire circumstances.
Isn't that how the guy from Kung Fu died?
Define dire.
Right? Didn't... The guy from Kung Fu, right? The old guy with the gray hair, didn't he die from like
asphyxiation?
Asphyxiation, waiting for the the thing.
The thing?
The thing. The thing.
You know?
Which Kevin knows, if you've ever taken home a Dominican girl, they can get you there without the belt. They're an aggressive island.
All right. So back to Lacey Evans.
Speaking of belts, we have a new WWE champion.
That's the greatest segue I've ever heard in my life.
Wait, a new WWE champion?
Bowman 2020.
As a, yeah, the Universal Champion.
Oh,
right?
Universal, okay.
It's all the fucking same.
I thought maybe you had some notes from SmackDown, but it's
no,
not
No, Brock Lesnar beat Cain Velasquez in 3 minutes, because that's what you do when you bring in this big guy who Brock Lesnar is supposed to be afraid of. You know, why hire him and book him into a main event spot when he has a hurt knee, and you know he has a hurt knee, and you know he can't go, but you fly him over to Saudi Arabia and have him open the show. Cain Velasquez, he's fucking hurt. He's been hurt.
Well, maybe Brock is smart to try to get the hell out of Saudi Arabia before everybody else couldn't.
Well, that's look, when you don't like flying, when you don't like flying in planes, you fucking get your own plane.
How many major shows has Brock opened because he doesn't want to stay? Open WrestleMania.
Yep.
Open, I think he opened one of the last Saudi Arabia shows.
Probably.
Sounds about right.
And Tyson Fury, I got to tell you this much. Oh, I don't know if you guys watched the match. I don't know who trained Tyson Fury. He looked impeccable.
Wait,
he looked
like he
had been wrestling since the day he was born. Those rights and lefts he was throwing were amazing.
That's how you base wrestling training on? The punches
the
they throw?
That he didn't win by pinfall is a disgrace, because Tyson Fury is going to be something in his business. Did he sign a deal yet?
No, he didn't.
He's a fucking boxer.
He's not going to sign. That was it. Maybe a couple more spots. That was it, though.
Looked fantastic.
Cain Velasquez is the only one that actually had wrestling training and signed a multi-year deal.
He's interrupting me. Cain Velasquez
cannot tie
Tyson Fury's boots. That's how good Tyson Fury is.
Are we getting some?
I'm afraid I've got some
fake news.
You are fake news.
If there was ever a fucking toilet that WWE could flush itself down, it would be the Tyson Fury special. Forget the fucking, porcelain names, whatever the fuck they call them, the head honchos or whatever. Tyson Fury was the shits of not even the drizzling variety. It was like KP Burke on December 3rd, whipping it out, just launching diarrhea everywhere. That was, and that fucking thing got 9 minutes. 9 minutes this thing got. Oh, and it was fucking awful. People, if you're really contemplating suicide and you don't know you should do it, punch up Tyson Fury on the WWE Network and start to reevaluate things, because no matter how bad your life is, you could be Tyson Fury.
Tyson Fury has a great life.
Tyson Fury in that match
was bad.
Awful. No, it was bad. And that's awful. Why I didn't bite on the fake news thing, because he was giving an opinion, not news. So I was just like, is this fake?
Why has Kevin got to ruin my gimmicks? You wait until the Patreons come up, motherfucker.
I ruined it last week.
Well, good. It'll be my turn to get it this week.
Ruin it.
What else? Mansoor beat Cesaro.
Awesome match.
Gorilla Mansoor.
The OC won Tag Team Turmoil.
Didn't see that coming.
That messed me up. I really thought the Viking Raiders were going to win that job.
Made sense.
Umberto won a Battle Royal, and that made him have a match with AJ, which Tony thought Umberto won, but he was probably getting his news from a fucking pigeon outside.
Or Mike Johnson.
I defend him when he's wrong.
I defend him when he's wrong.
Team Hogan beat Team Flair.
Brother.
And
Rusev finally got his hands on Lashley for a little bit too.
Ugh.
I didn't think it was that bad. There were spots.
The story is fucking awful.
There were some spots where it was like, but I didn't think it was terrible overall. Yeah, a little bit. Slipping on something.
And The Fiend beat Seth Rollins to become WWE Universal Champion.
Now, before everybody gets in an uproar, that was the match they should have had at Hell in a Cell. I thought the ending was clever. I don't know what you thought, but I thought it was a great way. Here's the other problem that I had. You end the show, you have the Fiend on the ramp with that screeching music, and he's holding up the belt. You cut air at that point. No, they go right into the happy music with the fireworks, the lights come on, the people of Saudi Arabia are all cheering. No, you're going to end a pay-per-view like that, you got to just cut it loose at that point. Then do all the shit and giggles for the crowd.
At least cut the feed to the network.
Well, that's what I mean, yes.
And play that shit
for
on the Saudi TV.
Okay. All right. Yep. Yeah.
That was a bad call, but I really liked the match. I liked the match. I liked the ending. I thought it told a great story. It's all we ask for.
That's it.
All we ask for.
Yeah, but you have The Fiend now as your champion. You thought Brock Lesnar being a champ was bad and being indestructible and all that
but
stuff.
But you know what? We know what Brock Lesnar does when he's champion. The Fiend's supposed to be around all the time.
The Fiend is a new thing.
Yeah.
Like, it's Bray Wyatt. Like, look. Perfect example. Brock Lesnar's the champion. He left SmackDown. He went to Raw. What's he in? Another little man, big man feud.
Yeah.
With Rey Mysterio Jr.
But
like,
they're doing some interesting stuff with that.
Bray Wyatt is the same thing as Brock Lesnar, but on like a different level. It might be every guy that faces Bray Wyatt because of what he is, like, mysteriously, is essentially a little man, big man feud.
I don't know. I think there's more layers to the Bray Wyatt Fiend feud character, and I don't think he necessarily needs the title.
No, 100%.
Brock Lesnar, he serves no other purpose if he's not the champion.
But Bray Wyatt with the belt now, like how, after what everyone's done to him with the stomps and the this and the that, how are you going to beat this guy? How are you going to take the belt off him?
Well,
is the Undertaker going to do it?
In fairness, this was
possible.
These were the actions of a scared and panicked Seth Rollins. Seth Rollins has been the only guy he's faced, right?
He beat Finn Balor at SummerSlam.
Okay, but other than that, I mean, like, now you got to evaluate who's going to be next. Are they going to find a way to attack this guy? Are they going to find a way to take him down? By the way,
was Ambrose still there while Fiend was a Fiend? Or no?
No.
No, he's gone.
We talked about the finish with the forklift, that they should bring it back. They brought it back for friggin' Eric Rowan. Did you see my text about that?
I did.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. Stop listening to the show if you're going to steal our ideas and not give us a little bit of credit.
And then next week you can see Eric Rowan wrestling on the main event, the show that's not even on cable.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Anything else you want to touch on before you get into the standings?
I want to do the standings before we go to break, because we still got to talk about that. We're getting stuck in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, we got to come back to
and all that.
So give us standings.
So after the weekend, Tony comes out on top with a 21-8 record. Kevin saved his ass going 9-0. So me and Kevin finished at 20-9 for the year. Kevin and Tony sit at 194-102. I am still two games behind at 192-104. But I will slowly continue to inch my way towards the top of this.
Yeah, and so we're tied.
And contest. We do have Dynamite, which we won't pick tonight.
Full gear.
Full gear. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, you know what I mean.
No, we know. We know. We're there. Yeah, but we'll pick that offline, and we'll have results next week.
That could be a game changer right there. Every show now is a game changer.
That's it.
It's tough with AEW because they're so so young in their growth. That it's kind of, you don't really get a feel of the big picture yet.
You're right. I'll tell you exactly why. Like, tonight you have a tag team match. It's like, all I know is that on Dark, you have Joey Janela teaming with Jimmy Havoc. I don't get the relationships that guys like Darby Allin, Jimmy Havoc, Joey Janela, such and such have with each other, when one week they're fighting against each other and the next week they're teaming with each other. And it seems to be like that every other week.
They should put those three guys together, maybe.
Well, that's why I think that's why it's on Dark. It's just another way to introduce people to these characters until I think after Full Gear, I think we'll see. I think we'll see more with these guys. Right now, I think the focus of AEW is on Jericho,
the main guys. All right, that's
and I think
that's
they
fair.
They treat Dark as like a sandbox. It's like, oh, let's we have all these characters to play with. Let's put these guys together today and see what happens.
Sometimes Dark will get more viewers than Dynamite.
Yeah, but not only that, it gives them a chance to see who works better together. Like maybe Janela and Havoc have a great tag match together. It's like, oh, let's give these guys a shot on Dynamite. You know?
Yeah.
Not a bad thing.
Cody did mention on Twitter that new matches for Full Gear will be announced tonight on AEW Dark, as well as Dynamite's event tomorrow. So we might have a couple more matches.
If it's like five or six, I have no problem picking tonight if you have time.
Nah, I think we'll hold off.
All right,
we still got a lot to get to, don't we?
We do. We do. As a friend of ours would say,
back after this.
We here at the Shining Wizards know that you love to do online shopping, and most of you do it through Amazon. But don't go to Amazon.com. Go to Amazon.ShiningWizards.com. Click on your country's banner, and when you shop, any money that you spend goes a little bit to support the show. It's not a whole lot, but every little bit helps. And the more you buy, the more we get supported, and the more everybody can be happy, and we can continue to bring you the best professional wrestling podcasting.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese Man of War Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on rantemradio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
Revolution will be broadcast.
Hey everyone, this is Justin, one of your hosts of Inconclusive Breakdown. Join myself, Skeets the Wonder Dog, and my co-host Vince as we bring you an unfiltered anti-PC look at the week in entertainment, sports, music, comic books, video games, and professional wrestling. Also, each week we do a top 10 list and answer listener questions. Catch new episodes every Sunday, everywhere you get podcasts. Follow us on social media at Inconclusive Pod or Facebook.com/Inconclusive Breakdown. As always, we are a proud member of the Shining Wizards Network.
We're the Jersey Wrecking Crew, and we approve this message. Even though many of you believe that we're living in an ununified country where the main question is whether to kneel or stand, you'll never have to worry about the Jersey Wrecking Crew, because we're up all night.
Too sweet.
No, it's one sweet.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Listen to the Jersey Wrecking Crew on the High Spot Podcast with brand new episodes every Friday on the Shining Wizards and B-Plus Player Radio Network.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareem, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-host Cal and I every week as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and music on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on RantEMRadio.com, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury, where the 80s and 90s return from the dead on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
This is Markin' Out.
Hey, what's going on? This is Brandon.
And Dave.
From Markin' Out. We do a weekly pro wrestling podcast,
which you can check out on Google Play, iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and MarkinOut.com.
So check it out. Listen to us. Thank you so much. You guys are awesome.
As always.
Do you want to listen to a podcast that is absolutely phenomenal? Well, I got the podcast for you. It is the Ringside Rant. Each and every Tuesday, I bring to you the best guests with the best conversations and simply the best interviews across all of wrestling podcasting and beyond. Go over and subscribe, rate, and review on all your major podcasting platforms, including iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, and Anchor. Give us a 5-star review. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at @_ringsiderant, as well as at KrasinskiRJ. And as always, welcome to Ranters Nation.
What's up? This is the phenomenal one, AJ, from the Backseat Bookers, and you are listening to the Shining Wizards Wrestling Podcast. Congratulations on 8 years, boys. Keep up the great work.
All right, I got a lot of weird looks in the room. I guess you guys aren't fans of Kiss. We're going to take a minute to thank those that support us over on our Patreon, patreon.com/Wizards Podcast. For as little as $1 a month, you can show your support to the Shining Wizards. And as you pledge more dollars, you get more perks. For $3 a month, you get a watch-along. The latest watch-along just dropped. It was my first solo watch-along.
Yay!
You got to check it out. It's hysterical. Yeah. I don't know if I did any of the burping. But I definitely got dry mouth from talking all the time. It's hard to talk for 16 straight minutes by yourself. Sometimes I wonder how I ever did those shows by myself back in the day. But we want to thank these people that support us. Anthony and Danny Lucinello, the AOP. The Smoke Show, Cindy Ardone.
Yeah,
Dark Helmet himself, Ryan Arthur.
My man.
The Queen of the Shining Wizards, Kathy Hummer.
My man.
Mr. Manny Crackville.
My man.
Mike Martinello.
My man.
The Shawns, Sean Callejo and Sean Toe.
My man.
Kate the Great.
I'll stop.
My Kate.
Matt Garifo, no relation to the KJG.
My man.
Brett Simonello.
Yeah.
What do you know? What do you say? Mr. Scotch drinks more.
She should stop doing that, Scotch.
Matt Mellinger.
Scotch is a good man.
What up, Matt?
Ultimate Horrier.
The one that go meet to meet.
And, of course, William Mercier Jr.
Lies. I'm going to beat Mercier's feet. Tony's bare feet. Lives are going to be in William Mercier's bare feet of Tony. You know what I mean?
I do know what you mean.
That was good. Oh, I thought we were going to go all the way through together.
YouTube. Before, I liked it, Tony. Before we jump back into the wrestling talk, I guess we should mention our 8-year anniversary show at the Elementary Brewing Company, November 21st, 58 Voorhees Lane, Hackensack, New Jersey. Yep. We went out there Wednesday night to scope it out. The place is awesome.
It's going
to
be fucking smashing.
If you can be there, definitely come out. If you can, it'll be broadcast live on RayPMRadio.com.
It will be live. We've been guaranteed a great Wi-Fi source, so there will be no issues.
I can't wait.
If you cannot come out, please tune in.
For a live podcast, the acoustics are great. It's going to be awesome.
But if you're in the area, please come out. We sampled some of the brews. Very good stuff.
Oof-ah.
Well, Kevin sampled a little more than some. But
well, yeah, because you guys didn't want yours.
Hey, I had a drive.
That's a good point.
David LaGreca from Busted Open. We got Falaba from Impact. We got LSG from Ring of Honor. We have wrestling legend Crowbar.
Crowbar is from everywhere. If you can name a wrestling promotion, he's been there.
And you never know who else is going to show up, so please get there. ShiningWizards.com is the website. All the information is available there. Before we dive into everything else, we briefly mentioned Ring of Honor, Danny Moff. Danny Moff made his return, 15-year absence. He was the special tag partner of Marty Scurll and PCO because Brody King is hurt. Seems like everyone is in Ring of Honor is hurt. Yeah. So that was awesome. And then fucking Vinny Marsaglia?
Vinny Marsalad? Marcella.
Bro, the kingdom is done.
Did that happen?
TK's with Vinny.
Whoop.
Okay, so that happened. When did that happen?
It happened Saturday night. Vinny attacked.
Because I saw him Taven post.
Taven. Oh, he says Vinny's a piece of shit.
Piece of shit. Like, TKO still supports me, but I guess that happened before the...
No, TK didn't attack him. TK just decided he's going to go with Vinny, but Vinny is the one who did the attacking.
Crazy, man. Good for him. I mean,
the storyline was that the kingdom kept getting attacked backstage, and Matt Taven finally came out to address it, and the lights went out, and the spotlight went on the ring.
Oh, yeah.
And Marsaglia was standing behind Taven with the axe,
whoop,
and he beat the shit out of him. That's it was great stuff.
That's busted terrible. His head open with the old axe key.
I was a little heartbroken.
My boys are broken up now. Said,
why, Vinny? Why? It's very upsetting.
Why? Why did you do it?
What are you gonna do? Sad stuff.
That was the Mike Bennett interview, right?
It was.
What are you gonna do?
Loser loses the pile driver.
Without your finisher, what are you gonna do?
He's gonna become a cook.
And then PCO and Moff the next night had a pretty slamming match. So
it was pretty cool because Moff on the first night was not expected at all. Because of the Brody King injury, and he came out like as a villain. He had the fucking mask on, the fucking long ass trench coat. Dude, it was. I mean, it's hard to tell with the building, but it seemed like he got a great response. He got a welcome back. He got some streamers, so very happy for Moff on both nights. And the match against PCO the next night was fucking insane.
Yeah, let's hope this is the start of something good because Ring of Honor could really use a hand. Brody King's hurt. Jay Lethal's hurt. They're in a weird spot, bro. They had a match
with all due respect to Flip, you never know when he could get hurt again.
Yeah.
And he's
they had a match last night where Ian Riccaboni and Todd Sinclair were part of the match. And they beat the Ring of Honor TV champion. Just so you know where Ring of Honor is right now. It's upsetting for me because Ring of Honor, I think, is such a talented company. Heading in the final battle, they have to give us more.
That's 100% fair, but do you think this is just a blip on the radar of trying to try something different, especially now that they're
going to be exposed a little bit more with like the Fox regional TV.
I think if you're going to be exposed more, you want to give us a better product.
Yeah, a more athletically based product as opposed
not
to...
Not this like... I get the comedy aspect, right? But when you base a whole show where it's kind of like all comedy, it's kind of like, this isn't what I signed up for.
Well, hopefully they just tried to... Hopefully they got it out of their system. For lack of a better term.
Thank you. Oh, I got to sneeze again.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Jesus.
Gesundheit!
Jesus can't save us. Oh, I might do it again.
Ooh.
All right, so, Tony, let me throw it this way. So you think maybe hopefully they got it out of their system, they tried something, whether it worked or not is up for debate.
I don't know. Apparently, the Ring of Honor – really? You're going to interrupt the whole show? The Ring of Honor
and
problems go more than what was on the surface and what they've been presenting to the public. Because apparently Joe Mercury's got some hot takes as to what's been happening behind the scenes – and he's getting support from some of the boys and the girls.
Okay, I know he's not there anymore. I did not see his comments about
it. He went on a crazy Twitter rant.
I'm excited.
This is the
I'm excited.
So same kind of thing as, I mean, we all know ACH and Jordan Miles thing is completely different with WWE, but is it the same kind of take on Ring of Honor that Jordan Miles had, that ACH had?
He blasted them over security, safety concerns, and women's pay.
Oh, so Kelly Klein's not getting as much as
He goes back to the fan situation over the summer with Bully Ray.
Bully Ray, yeah.
He said, this is a Twitter post. The date is 6/2019. Shame on you for not having any security and scapegoating an actual GOAT Hall of Famer Bully Ray for your criminally negligent cosplay boyagement and production. You get what you pay for. Then... you're going to pay for it. He called out.
So he pretty much shit on the Allure in the process, too.
He called out that Kelly Klein was sent to work in South Africa following the recent ROH tour in the UK after suffering a concussion. Joey Mercury allegedly tried to get her help, but she was still sent to South Africa for a match in Cape Town. Following Mercury's tirade of Ring of Honor, including statements that ROH has no head injury protocol, Klein's husband, former ROH star and current producer of AEW, BG Whitmore, confirmed Mercury's info.
Did you hear the song about it?
No.
I hurt my brain and went to Africa. Come on, you didn't think of it.
I was thinking of Land Down Under for something, and I couldn't come up with anything.
Oh, man. So he goes... on and on. The only one who realized she was bad off was me. The only one who fixed Lauren's daily fuck-up, apparently this is somebody in the office, was me. And all weekend, Lauren tried to make Jeff Cobb go through hell and high water to go to wrestle. He gets $50K a year. Shame on you.
So let me ask you this. When we go and applaud Dan Moff or LSG or some of these guys for working for this company, and then we hear people absolutely, totally rip this company apart... like, where do you stand on a company like Ring of Honor? Like, is it our place to
well,
judge?
I mean, this is all hearsay as well. You
That's
know, this
true.
Is Joey Mercury coming out, and, you know, maybe I'm sure some of it's sour grapes. There's probably some truth to it, you know, but we don't know.
He said that himself and Brody King had to reset Flip Gordon's dislocated elbow.
Yeah, this was part of the fucked up
this
story,
past unit
too.
Best in the World, because there was no medical staff.
And what show was this? Or do we not
this
know?
Was Ring of Honor's Best of the World. When Flip debuted as the mercenary and he dislocated his elbow doing the front flip through the table.
And there was no medical staff on the show.
He also states Jay Lethal was left poorly unattended to following his arm break while in the UK last week, while the GM ignored calls and that Marty Scurll had to hail an Uber to get Lethal attention.
Wow, a fucking Uber.
So he is attacking this guy, Greg, is the... general manager, the owner of Ring of Honor.
Come on, Greg, get on your shit.
He's like, oh, he put his fucking business
fucking
card.
Greg.
Put his business card out there. I'm trying to find this guy's name.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm in charge of Ring of Honor.
Is this a Sinclair guy or is this the...
Did you break your arm? Nah, I can't hear you. Nah.
Greg Gilland.
Greg Gilland. Sounds like a fish.
Yeah, so he's...
they don't all work.
Yeah. It's pretty
Yeah.
He fucking went after them, man.
Hoof indeed.
I don't know. Ring of Honor, I guess, is definitely – I mean, the roster is still pretty loaded, and I think we talked about that last week or the week before, is that it might not be what it used to be, but the guys they have on this show
– I know. By all means, they have a super talented roster, but this is not
And it's so weird how, like, just how certain people that might still work there have one take and some other people have a totally different take on it. Maybe it's scorched earth. Maybe, like, Joe, he's not there anymore. Maybe you never know. It could be anything.
Well, it doesn't sound like he'll ever be back over there. I mean, you know,
you never know.
I understand.
He was back in WWE and then, like, let go and then back and then.
Was there anything we forgot with Joey Mercury? Anything else that he said?
No.
All right, cool.
No. I mean, there's a lot. If you want to just Google Joey Mercury Twitter, and it's the first thing that pops up. So.
Well, there you go. Anybody want a snack?
What are you getting at?
Yeah, let's do it.
I got a snack here.
Give me one of these while we talk the Saudi Arabia situation with the WWE.
A couple weeks ago, we did the hot jerky challenge, and that went over like gangbusters. Kevin even joined us. KP has agreed to join us tonight.
It's true.
This is a tray of 12 chocolates called Burn or Bliss. Half of these chocolates are deliciously milk, chocolatey, creamy, melt in your mouth. The other half have a little surprise, a hot surprise, something that's going to make or bake you. Perfect.
Is this part of No Nut November?
I'm going to ask one favor. Just in case I wind up tapping out, because I'm Irish. We're not supposed to have this
garbage
stuff.
Can, right?
Can I plug the show real quick?
What, our show?
No, the more important one.
Oh, you mean the one that's done at the Shared Universe Podcasting Studios?
You know it.
In Eatontown, New Jersey?
Hell yeah, Tony.
The one that Big Kahuna sits on, the ones and the twos every
Keep
week?
Keep talking to me, bad
Your
boy.
Your dilf of a dad joined you, giving this 411 on the American Losers?
He know it, don't
No,
he?
I never heard of it. Please, plug away. Available on the Shining Wizards Network?
Hell yeah. My favorite. I do get new listeners because of you guys. I'm so grateful for it.
Of course you do. We're proud of the show, man.
But I love all of you guys, and I love Beaner. Thanks for letting me boss and bully my way onto this. But I got a show called American Loser. It's a great podcast over on iTunes and SoundCloud. It's weird stories from American history. It's really fun. It's me and my dad most of the time. And Kevin Garifo has reluctantly agreed to come on the show, actually.
No way.
I'm pretty excited about it.
That's all. You got to do your research, bro. They don't fuck around.
He has asked that we relocate the show to West Orange, New Jersey.
That's right. I have demands.
Sounds about right.
I have demands.
Sounds similar to every other fucking show we've ever done.
I did not put up one fight about the eight-year show.
No, I'm excited, man.
Thankfully.
Yeah.
I drive an hour and 15 minutes both ways to get here every week, just so everybody knows.
Brutality.
God forbid Kevin had to come from West Orange.
It's an hour both ways.
From where?
Hour both combined. About 20 minutes.
An hour round trip.
45 minutes. Yeah.
That being said, though, Tony, like that pleasant
when
conversation
I came from work,
we were
from
having
Jersey City was
before these
about
squabbling
an hour.
Children took over.
I know. Jeez. You think it was their show or something?
No, it's... No, you guys are great. I've actually been a listener since day one on this show. I listened to pre-Kevin episodes of The Shining Wizards.
Let me see.
That's
Kevin's
true.
Been here in studio before.
I must have missed your name on our Patreon list. I'm sorry.
That's I can't support this show. I don't understand why it continues.
Fair enough. I understand.
8 years? What is this, the Trump presidency? Am I right?
Holy cow.
You listen to some of the episodes, you might think it is.
Otunga Bunga was the best episode. That brings it.
Now they got seven and three-quarter years ago.
If you guys like super weird stuff from American history, I would love to do that now, because inevitably my luck is going to give me one of these hot chocolates.
Who have you done lately? You did...
We did a bunch of good Halloween stuff. We did H.H. Holmes, Harry Houdini. Houdini was one of our best.
No, who was the other one? The woman. Thin Lizzy.
Oh, Lizzie Borden.
Lizzie Borden, that was it.
That would be such a great character for a female wrestler to be a
I think there was a Lizzie Borden.
Did she kill her family with an axe before training with Al Snow? What does everybody want?
Ooh, a backstory for the head. There you go. Okay, now because they're completely randomized, I'm gonna let you pick the one you want. Matt is taking number 7.
They're numbered?
No. I'm just saying, for the radio viewers at home.
Smells like chocolate.
It is chocolate.
Can I eat this?
Not yet. KP's taking number 6, and he just
mine's fucking hot as fuck. So,
I'm going to take number three.
Oh.
Yep. Holy cow.
Number three, no good.
Do you need the White Claw, Matt? I'll get you whatever you have left in there.
Oh, that's worse than the jerky, bro.
Yeah, what's that?
Did you get a hot one?
Did I? I think I'm. It would have hit by now, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, immediately.
You would have known as soon as it touched your tongue.
Oh, Jesus. All right, I got away with one here, fellas.
Oh, good for you. Oh, man, it's so hot.
I got the hiccups.
Oh, man, God. The one I got was terrible.
Kevin didn't do anything fun again.
Dude, I've got the hiccups.
Hey guys, welcome back to American Loser. My name's KP Burke. This week's loser is going to be Tony Zatkos and Matt Bowman.
We don't do last names here.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
It's okay.
I know.
Neither of them have
we
children.
We did government names, so.
Jesus.
All right.
So, Kev, talk to me about NXT this week.
Well, before I do that, I'd love to plug our social media handles at Twitter, at on Instagram, on Twitter, at Wizards Podcast on both platforms. Of course, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/, I believe, Wizards Podcast, but it's The Shining Wizards if you put it in the old search bar. And then, of course, ProWrestlingTees/ShiningWizards. Lots of sales coming up, of course. It's Black Friday coming up, so you're going to want to buy.
Now, Kev, I've heard you have a Patreon. Talk to me about that for a minute.
We already did that. And so from November 22nd at 12 p.m. Central Time to December 1st, 12 p.m. Central Time, which, of course, is 1 p.m., I'm guessing, on both. So there's
both Matt and Tony have left the studio.
They are,
let's be honest. Let's
and there's a reason why I don't do this shit. Call me a pussy. I am a pussy. But, oh, sorry. That language is what I frown upon.
No.
Hosted by
the three of us ate the chocolates. Two of them were hits. One was a dud. I'm very lucky I got the dud here, Kev.
Well, listen, you got the dud, and that's Kevin.
No.
So,
keep plugging. You're doing a good job.
I'm trying.
Somebody's
right
got to be the straight.
And, of course, we try to post stuff as much as we can on Instagram. Matt does a great job with the Twitter, of course, with opinions and comments on all the shows that we do. So follow us across all platforms at Wizards Podcast. Comedy shows coming up. Nothing. So that's great.
When is this coming out?
Tonight.
We're coming
out. Live.
We're live.
I know we're live tonight. So if you guys want to come see me, I'm going to be in Mount Arlington at the Comedy Shop with a friend of the show, Chris Johnston, and my pal Buddy Harris.
And we're doing a show the night before our 8-year anniversary show in Bloomfield, I believe, November 20th.
Am I on that?
I believe you are, sir.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay. I'm excited, though. I like doing stuff. And then I'm going to be at Broadway Comedy Club on Saturday night. If anybody wants to come through, I'm on the 6 p.m. Come hang out.
Yeah, so check out
6 p.m.
All
the
great stuff. All the great stuff we have going, again, the 8-year anniversary show, as I am just filibustering here while Matt and Tony recover from the hell that they just went through.
That was
hellfire and chocolate.
That was about 100 times worse than the...
I had a feeling.
Than the jerky.
Because at least jerky, you kind of know that there's a possibility that'll be spicy. Chocolate is just like... That'll just sneak right up on you.
Matt, Tony, can you explain the hot? What was the heat? What did it hit you like?
It was, it's so...
How many skull units?
It doesn't say
sauce,
it on there.
Cayenne, what
I like, doing? Like, hot stuff, but this was like...
Baby this evening?
This is not good.
Like a cinnamon burn tongue. Or what?
It's worse.
Is this like Jesus. A Young Buck?
It's almost like a ghost
patch,
like a ghost pepper.
Wow.
Like that, like... The minute, while you were taking one, I was like, can I put it in my mouth? And I put it on my tongue, I instantly... Felt the heat. Tony's sweating.
Yeah, Tony, we might have to actually call.
Burner Bliss Chocolate.
Tony, I'm sorry. We're like Ring of Honor. We have no medical staff here to treat you.
That's right. Call me an Uber. Holy cow. I had the hiccups so bad. I'm still not right. How are you feeling?
I'm getting there.
Yeah, no disrespect.
We got to do this.
Corporate
Kevin.
Those numbers are ridiculous.
You know
that
what
I
helps?
Got the one? Wow.
We got to get like the white bread, the milk when we do this.
Are That's you sure that the they weren't numbered, were they?
No.
Okay.
No, but the good thing is there's only 4 hot ones left.
Oof, fuck that, bro.
Next
Holy
week,
shit.
Kev's getting wild.
No chance.
Wow. That was death, dude. All
right, so what's worse? The chocolates are getting stranded in Saudi Arabia?
The chocolates. Definitely, yeah, this is a barn.
Hang on, are we still straight white men or are we women?
It's not good to be in Saudi Arabia.
If your head gets lopped off, it's probably less painful for a less duration than this.
You think so? Oh, I think this, you're not going to die from it unless you're really sensitive to hot, spicy food. And nobody really knew what the fuck was going on over there. Yeah. So I think that's scarier.
I need to do this next time I do DDP because my heart rate is jacked. Holy Christ.
So let's get into it, man. Rumor is, well, it's not rumor. They couldn't leave.
Yeah, well, that part's not a rumor. The reason why they couldn't leave is what is still not confirmed.
You've heard a couple different things. Who, Hugo Savinovic?
Hugo Savinovic, a longtime Spanish commentator for the WWE.
So apparently,
Saudi
Arabia. So he apparently has a lot of contacts in the business. So his take was Vince is owed money.
Right.
Like $300 to $500 million from the Saudi Arabia government. He hasn't gotten it yet, so he cut the TV feed.
Right,
it was a rumor.
Not right, and it's a rumor. The amount of money I've heard that there might be like a decimal place, a point wrong, and it might be 30 to 50 million as opposed to that.
Still a lot of money.
That's a lot of scratch. Yeah.
So he cut the feed early, but he had also left.
Did we finish plugging American Loser?
Yeah, we did.
Jesus Christ. I'm okay.
So he was gone. A couple of the other executives were gone. Brock was gone. I think Hogan and Flair were gone.
Hogan and Flair and Jimmy Hart were gone.
Yeah, Daddy got to get the hell out of this country, baby. Come on, Daddy.
So rumors he cut the feed early, and then the prince got really upset and wouldn't let the plane take off. And the speculation is if it was a mechanical problem, WWE could have easily chartered them another plane to get them out of there. But they couldn't get out of there.
And then I think word is, and I could be wrong, is that they tried to do that, and then it was a mechanical error in that plane. So it was clearly, I can't speak to anything, but it's got to be not only an annoying situation, but a pretty scary situation, because you don't know what governments like that are like when you're on their turf.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know what airports are like. I don't know if airports have their own little separate, they probably don't, right?
Well, there's a couple things we could take away from this. One, you don't want to fuck with people that have, whose country reporters just miraculously disappear in. That's one thing. And number two,
Turkey, though, right? That was in Turkey, right?
Yeah, but it was still Saudi soil, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was in a Saudi embassy.
In the embassy,
right?
Yeah. And the other thing is, Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself.
Was waiting for it. Was waiting for it.
So all this caused all the top talent was not available for SmackDown. They were trying to fly and get them to Buffalo. Apparently, they all flew into Newark, but it wasn't happening.
Right. They landed in New York, I think, around whatever, like, but no, with no time at all. Even SmackDown may have actually even been on.
They said NXT, Shayna Baszler and them did not get, like, Shayna Baszler walked into the back door 5 minutes before her set.
Yeah, she likes the back
door.
They had
to get like a police escort, I think, to get them there on time.
Yeah, that's what I read. So, very interesting stuff. And then this all takes place over the weekend. And then yesterday they announced that they're expanding the 10-year deal. Now, we were all under the assumption that it was a 10-year deal, and we were correct to begin with. But after the first 2 years, it was only supposed to be one show a year. And it looks like they're bumping that up to two shows a year.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you even said, like, Kevin put it in a text message, like, they're extending it to 2027. Yeah. And I was
I read that wrong.
No, you read it right.
No, you read it right. Here's the other thing.
No, but it was expanding the deal, not extending
right,
the deal.
Right, because holy shit. And then Tony's like, but it's a 10-year deal. So that, and then it was like, oh.
But the other thing is, like, WWE right now, the stock has been plummeting. So they needed to get something out there to kind of say, like, no, we've got more money coming in and we're doing more shows because, you know, the Saudi money is a huge amount of money.
But after this huge fiasco, listen, I know nothing about the stock market and how people gauge what works and what doesn't. But after that huge debacle, would adding another show to this country make stockholders
because it's money. Saudi money.
Okay.
It also helps to quench the all the rumors that are going around that there was a problem. You're not gonna jump into bed with a country if you're having problems trying to get your people out of there. You know what I'm saying? It's like, look, McDonald's this week. The CEO was in trouble for, like, I don't know, sleeping or having an affair with one of his employees. So they ousted him. McDonald's stock plummeted like $20. What happened today? It's already back up $5. That's what happens.
But
it goes
did he get divorced
down
from his wife?
I have no idea. Yeah. All I know is that Did you know? I mean, do you know something?
No,
I don't know.
No, I'm saying.
Maybe I need to buy more McDonald's.
I feel like be careful. I know for a fact Kevin does not know anything about money or the stock market. In fact,
or McDonald's.
He once offered to pay a girl for lemonade in ponies.
Stop. See, that's a
in ponies.
I promise no inside jokes. I promise.
Wait, are you My Little Pony collector now?
No, it's
are
a
the Hasbro's
it's a
drying up.
No, it's a terrible joke I do on stage that I haven't used in like a year and a half.
Lick my balls.
yeah. Say that all the time.
You know, can I say something real quick?
You may.
The mouth isn't hot anymore, but I do feel this nice like warmth on my body. I don't know if it's the fact that my wife has the heat on or anything.
I think there's ecstasy in there.
I feel probably. I feel good. Like I feel like I want to take my clothes off. I feel like a party. Bow, 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 bow. No? No Chris Pontius? No party boy?
How was he going to pull that up that quick?
No, he didn't fucking like nod that he knew what I was talking about.
That's a good point.
Yeah, it feels like a party. Matter of fact, I want to party right now.
It is really a weird thing, though, when you're not playing by the United States' rules. Because what are the big markets for wrestling? Huge, huge market in Mexico, Canada, and then the UK, right?
Japan.
Japan's, I always, for some reason, I downplay that. That's dumb of me.
I mean, Germany's there.
Yeah, but Germany's kind of like UK-ish, kind of like I consider.
If you want to include that, that's fine.
India? I mean, is India getting bigger? I remember there was a big push a
massive
couple years
market,
ago.
But it didn't do anything. Remember?
Well, do you want to include that in the whole Middle East market? If you're going to include it,
now the Indians are big on being Asian. Yeah. They're huge on that.
But it's still the region is what I'm saying.
Oh,
yeah, it's tough. Asia. Make me bring out a map. All right.
All right. Actually, that was a very dumb move on my part, to be honest with you.
Stupid fucking question, Kevin.
So all this led to...
Finn Balor was executed.
Them. Essentially, they changed the whole fucking... I get it. They announced on NXT that NXT was going to be a part of Survivor Series. People got all... Look, the show was great. SmackDown was awesome. NXT stars invaded... Tommaso Ciampa beat fucking The Miz, Shayna Baszler Rhea Ripley and Tegan Nox beat somebody.
The Iconics, I believe.
The Iconics. Shayna Baszler was there.
Beat up Sasha Banks and
Keith
Becky
Lee and Matt Riddle were there. Lynch, they beat up somebody. They beat up Sami Zayn, Adam Cole and Daniel Bryan, as KP mentioned earlier. It's all good and gravy, but here's my take on it. Uh-oh. It wasn't supposed to fucking happen.
I'm so itching to ask this question.
Go ahead.
If you were stuck, if the entire WWE roster was stuck in Saudi Arabia and they had to sacrifice one person.
Wow.
This is a great question.
Wow.
If, like, we could all leave if this one person stays behind. And...
Wait, but I mean, are they just staying there for a while?
Nope, like... they're done.
Corey Graves.
All right, and you could choose the entire roster, not just who happened to be there.
I don't hate that answer.
That's a pretty good answer.
Well, who wasn't there? I got to know.
It doesn't matter. If you just assume everyone was still there and you had to pick one that had to sacrifice the greater good to get everyone else home.
Brock Lesnar.
He's already got, he doesn't count.
Oh, what?
The Brock Lesnar's, the Vince McMahon's, the Triple H, the Shawn, like the Hogan's, whatever. They don't count.
Kevin Dunn, they're all gone.
Like, it's your meat and potatoes.
Wow.
Who's meat do you sacrifice
potatoes?
What do
you think, KP?
Davari, go talk to your cousins for me, all right? get them to let us some slack here, you know?
Why is Jim Florentine talking to Sean Davari?
It's a new season of Crank Inc. is coming back, so excited to be here, part of the
show. Yeah, it's all legit. Like, it's all the original people involved in that, right? Like, coming back for Crank Anchors?
Yeah, but, I mean, let's focus on wrestling
he answers
here,
is
can
Jim
we, guys?
Florentine. This is great. You know, a lot of people have been hoping that...
What was your answer?
I don't know.
What about you?
Corporate Kevin?
Kevin's on the corporate jet with us.
You know what's Vince McMahon
was like, I got no
say. Hey, Sasha Banks. Sasha, go outside real quick. These men with a sword want to talk to you.
Chocolate
quit
titties.
My company.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm already on the plane. I'm out. I can't make this call.
Wow.
Get ready.
Come on, Tony.
Who would make the biggest news?
This is WWE's version of Jonestown, potentially.
Well, you would think.
I don't know!
You would think it would be the person that would make the least news.
I'm pissed now!
Unless you're playing it like they made us leave one of our biggest stars.
Who could be martyred?
You know what?
There?
I would leave Bobby Lashley, and here's why. Because Bobby Lashley trying to fight his way out of Saudi Arabia is a fucking movie for WWE Studios.
Ooh, that's a great answer.
You're all bastards.
Wow. It's impressive. I like that.
You know what I'm saying? Like he comes out of the arena and everybody's gone. He sees the plane leaving in the distance and a couple of the sheiks walk up behind him and he's like, oh, it's going to be that kind of party, is it?
I thought I left the army, but I'm back.
Oh, my God.
Bobby Lashley.
Sergeant Lashley.
I'm in the Middle East again.
They should give him a military gimmick.
Bobby Lashley fucking...
He was a staff sergeant. Like he's a legit badass dude.
That he can't wrestle because he hurt his groin fucking Lana?
Is that a storyline?
Yeah, that's the...
That's why he couldn't fight.
You know who I leave there? Paul Heyman.
He's already gone. He's on the plane.
Are you kidding me?
With Brock.
You know, I hate this question.
It was a great question.
Fucking question.
No, it was a great question, but I figured you realize that they're not going to sacrifice fucking Brock Lesnar.
I just pictured Vince getting on the plane saying, we're big on diversity here in the WWE. Anyone of Jewish heritage, please raise your hands, step off the plane, and have a meeting with the Islamic State.
Where's Sami Zayn? Is he here? He didn't come? Sami Zayn's not here.
Ready.
All right, we'll come in America.
Thought we hired a Norwegian.
Oh, is there a reason why Ricochet was wearing that full superhero outfit? Was to cover?
Yeah, because it's Halloween, and he wants his girlfriend to finger blast his asshole.
Well,
Ricochet. I leave Ricochet.
It wasn't a purpose like to cover anything up. Yeah, they kill people for shit like that over there. That he wanted to cover anything up.
They thought Ricochet was in the women's match, so they're like, let's cover him up with everything that we have.
That's a good one. I like it.
Thank you.
So, you guys like SmackDown?
I didn't watch it.
Okay. Is it a concern to you that the only reason this happened was because they got stranded in Saudi Arabia?
It actually makes it more impressive to me.
It's more impressive that once again they just threw shit against the wall and hoped that it stuck?
I don't think there was any doubt in their mind that it would have stuck.
Are you going to tune in the SmackDown? So, did you watch Raw last night?
I watched Raw.
What did you think of Raw?
All right. So, they opened up with the caravan of Triple H coming in with the... like the convoy, whatever. Thought that was a little forced.
Right. Triple H, was the head of NXT, but also was the head of the Authority. So what is his...
he's putting himself over.
It's WWE. You're supposed to forget the past.
Or also people change positions. Like Bobby Lashley.
Because he's... Yes, clearly, because he hurt his groin.
That is a good point, though, Matt, because it's very frustrating as a fan... to have to just forget that, like, every 30 days there's an Etch-A-Sketch just shake.
It's easy... It's harder to shake fans like us who know, which is the majority of the fans. But if I'm watching a TV show and all of a sudden Triple H gets promoted or he has a new position in a company, maybe now his job is head of NXT. Maybe that's his job now. I don't know that yet. They haven't told me otherwise.
But why can't they give that position to Adam Cole? Like, why can't they just...
Because he's not a executive.
Make fucking Steven Regal the guy. He's the general manager of NXT.
That works for me.
And it gets Triple H off of our fucking screens.
Because we haven't seen enough Triple H the last 20 fucking years.
And with William Regal, you don't have the whole Triple H, Seth Rollins promo that you have on Raw.
You know who
which is bad, but not awful.
You know who the 5 Survivor Series team is going to be for NXT? It's going to be It's going to be Triple... It's going to be Triple H. It's going to be Finn Balor.
Eric Rowan, Eric Young, Zack Ryder, Kurt Hawkins, R-Truth. Boom.
How about that? The Undisputed Era.
Oh, stop! Get off your fucking soapbox with this.
Really?
Off my soapbox? Come on, Kevin. You have the Viking Raiders. You have the Revival. You could have sent anybody out there. Zack Ryder.
Maybe they didn't send anyone out there. Maybe they just went out there.
Yes, they just went out there.
Why not?
Yeah, they're reliving their fucking...
You don't fucking know that. Do you know that?
Come on,
they're
Kevin.
Shut up, fucking, you shut up.
They're reliving
shut up!
And you... talk to me by my proper name, which is Corporate Kevin. I didn't send them out there. I told them not to go out there. They ran right by me. I said, guys, don't.
I'm
waiting
Kevin.
For the Viking Raiders. I'm waiting for Seth Rollins. He's already out there. I know that. I'm waiting for all these other guys. I'm like, you know what? You guys, you have the fire in your eyes and the hate in your heart. Go out there and kill some NXT bitches.
You do know that since you became Corporate Kevin and you started posting so many pictures of you backstage, I unfollowed you on Facebook.
Oh, all right.
So I forgot you were in Long Island last night.
That's a good point.
Now it all makes sense, though.
No. You know what? He doesn't like, he's not a fan of our product that we put out there.
Our product? Oh, yeah, that's right. You're looking at KP like he's on board, but he said he canceled the network, so that's going to be an awkward car ride home.
True. I have to respect your guys' decision. I have to. Am I upset about it that you guys are no longer supporting our vision, this corporate vision that we have? Yes, I'm disappointed, but I have to respect it. And hopefully one day I will talk to Sanjay Dutt, to Jeff Jarrett, to Kurt Angle, to Triple H, to Stephanie McMahon, and Vince McMahon himself.
Are you excited about being reunited with Lance Storm?
I am. Oh, A. Oh, boy, A. Am I? Lance Storm, he did a big help for us shutting down his wrestling academy just to come back and work as a producer for us. And hey, I can't wait. I think he's talking to Justin Credible. He's going to bring him back as a potted plant.
I'm not going to lie. I'm a little jealous. All the backstage pictures I see of Kevin with Triple H, right, with Cyclops.
Hey, come on. That's not right.
Kevin does a better Canadian accent than Teddy Hart does.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, once you've been around the block a lot, you go out to Western Canada, you go to Montreal and Vancouver and Toronto.
Vancouver.
That's pretty good. I'm impressed.
Vancouver. And all these places. French Canada is crazy because you have a lot of wrestler up there.
This is great.
You got a lot of wrestler up in Montreal and Quebec.
It's going to morph into Pat Patterson now.
And, the fabulous Rougeau brother. They were
runner. Quick
talk
aside.
To me about your kickboxing background, Kevin.
Oh, well, sometimes you use the legs, sometimes you use the feet.
Sometimes
you know, it varies depending on your opponent. Sometimes you just go banana and just use, you take a look at your ring coach and Pat Patterson, he's spurting something in your mouth and it's not what you think it is. And it just gives you more energy,
Quick aside, Mr. Canada there.
Oh, all right.
I saw Stephen Page Saturday night, formerly of the Bare Naked Ladies, at the Tabernacle.
Oh, Chickadee China.
Yes, and he's Canadian as well.
Oh, of course.
So
I have to ask, Matt. I have to ask.
One of our proudest sons.
How far into the Bare Naked Ladies song can Canadian Kevin get us in a Montreal accent?
Before he gets to Chickadee China?
But at one point they did a little...
Oh, it's been 1 week since she spoke to me, and... the next week, I had to say I'm sorry. Chickadee China.
See, I would have went with Older. That's an easier song.
It's been 1 week since she looked at me. 2 weeks, I turned around and said, hey, I'm sorry.
Chickadee China.
all of the chicken are great up in Canada. They're all good. All the Chickadee Chinas, they're incredible.
You had that brain a drumstick and your brain stopped ticking, correct?
Oh yeah, that's right.
So they had like this little thing on stage where
sorry, Matt.
Someone said the guitar player went like, oh yeah, and the guy's like, who's your favorite wrestler? And the guy said Bret Hart, and the Tabernacle probably sits about 250 people, and I fucking screamed, yeah! And they were like, Oh, that's Bret Hart must be here.
And he was like, I actually don't care for this band. I'm not going to try to do a J. George, but...
I rated 4 out of 10.
My wife, she's a very hot Italian black chick. She's very good to us, but I just miss Owen. I just miss Owen so much that not enough hot Italian chick can replace.
Oh, Jesus.
Wrong button.
You know about the Canadian middle finger, Kevin? You know about the Canadian middle finger? That's what we do.
Thinking of Owen Hart. Thinking how he fell so far. And he hit so hard.
Inappropriate.
Bad idea from the start. Yeah, we miss you, Owen Hart.
Well, you miss Owen.
I do it every day.
Okay, so... SmackDown was great. Raw was whatever. It's just shoehorned bullshit, in my opinion, okay? It's great to see Matt Riddle and Keith Lee on TV. Damian Priest was there. Pete Dunne was there last night. Whatever. The Undisputed Era came face-to-face with Seth Rollins, and the OC came out, and Triple H is like, you should come back to where you started. But he's like, oh, I want to chase Brock Lesnar, because that's not an old story. And now it seems like every NXT WWE Championship match is going to be a triple threat match at Survivor Series.
Yeah, which is old.
And they're all, I don't know about the other ones, but the tag titles is non-title.
Really?
Yes.
You know why?
NXT
is live now. I was going to say maybe because NXT is
taped. Can I say it? Can I say it, Kevin? Can what? I say it? You know what it is?
It's brand supremacy!
Then why is that thing taped? I mean, why is that, Matt, not taped? Why is that not a title match?
Because it's never a title match. Why would they merge any of the titles?
Oh, they're none of them are title matches.
They're
no,
not going to be. It's brand supremacy.
They're still doing.
Yeah, duh. Why did I?
They're still doing war games.
Brand supremacy.
The night before,
and they're doing a women's one and a men's one.
Oh, mama.
And if these fucknuts start saying the fucking four women horsemen, whatever they say, I'm going to fucking punch them all in the face.
You know that's coming,
them.
Dude. Come on.
Ridiculous. The horse.
Ronda's coming back. The horsewomen. She's either coming back and win the Rumble, or she'll be a part of Survivor Series.
Damn the man. Screw the woo. And go fuck yourselves.
Well, they announced the men's war game match already, didn't they?
Did they? I know they announced the... They announced the women will do it. They haven't announced the participants yet, but it seems like it's going to be Rhea Ripley, Candice LeRae, Dakota Kai, and Tegan Knox against Baszler, Bianca Belair, Io Shirai, Jasmine Duke, Maria Shafir, and they'll probably throw Mia Yim on the babyface side.
5-on-5. I thought they'd do 4-on-4 for the War Games.
It's...
Oh, because they're women. They got to get them. Hey, I heard a rumor.
That's right. NXT ended in that big women's brawl.
Yeah.
I heard a
Which
rumor.
Which was awesome. I love... Listen, give me brawls that end the shows every night. I'll be happy. Invasion angles every night. I'm happy. I love them.
All right.
Defending brand supremacy, being loyal. I love it.
I thought the face-to-face with Shayna and Becky was cool last night.
A little overproduced, but cool. But that was my, again, only nitpick. Because it was the promos were amazing on both sides.
And I'm not 100% against the Ray, the way they did the Ray Brock thing, where he came out and he beat him with a bat.
Which, it was a lead pipe.
It was a pipe because it looked like I thought it was a bat at first too, and I was like, "This is the worst." It's like more gimmick than that Hacksaw Jim Duggan 2x4 in WCW in 1999, where it literally like folds in half when he hits somebody over. You guys don't remember that?
Yeah, I remember it. We're just letting you tell your story.
All right. So I thought it was a bat too, but it turned out to be a pipe when he was actually holding it. Still,
and then,
still
and
worked.
Then Brock puts Dio through the commentator table, and they come back, and whatever hand job is sitting there acts like. The dude didn't just... God bless Jerry Lawler for trying to make
trying,
it be like...
Yeah.
That other guy wasn't giving him anything like... I don't know, man. It's just...
Ooh, Todd Pettengill?
No, Vic Joseph.
Whatever.
But Jerry Lawler is... I'm surprised he didn't get pulled. Listen, Aiden English got pulled from SmackDown for calling Shayna Baszler the Queen of Hearts, from what I understand.
I don't know if that's the case.
Get him off my TV. Why? Why,
Tony?
The Queen
I think
of Hearts?
I think I know a little bit more because Natalia's the Queen of Hearts. I don't know. I just
because
heard.
Pat McAfee was at the arena an hour and a half before the show started, and he knew he was going to be doing commentary.
Is that what it was?
At least an hour before it started, so they had every intention of getting Pat McAfee out there at some point in the night.
Okay.
Maybe they thought 2 hours was too much.
Well,
they put him in
the
second hour.
Was after the first hour, I thought. And now listen, I'm no big Aiden English commentary guy. I'm not a big fan of any of the guys they have in commentary, other than Cole and Joseph.
Didn't you just shit on Joseph or not?
No, Matt did.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't like anything that
apparently so.
It's just not work. It's not doing anything for me, man. It really isn't.
I like the whole like I like when, like, what Dio did for Jerry Lawler is something that Jerry Lawler or Larry Zbyszko would do for, like, a Tony Schiavone or a Jim Ross 10 years ago.
Yeah, but Dio was stupid. He should have just tried to get him.
You hit him first.
Exactly.
Yeah,
you have to.
Yeah.
And you don't tweet an hour later.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Dummy,
fucking
yeah.
Hand job.
Was he tweeting about his recovery? Like, I'm okay?
He was like, oh, I tried to stand up. What's this stupid
oh,
name?
He stood
I'll find
up.
It right now.
He stood up, all right, and Brock said, sit your ass down.
Yeah, but that kind of stuff always pops me. Like Booker T defending Michael Cole or like Jerry Lawler defending JR.
Can I have a callback real quick?
Sure.
We talked about Jordan Miles last week. Do you think those T-shirts that were printed wind up somewhere in some African country? Are they like, you know, like...
How do you think they got clearance to take off from the Saudi Arabia?
Ooh, this is a good question.
They traded all these shirts they weren't going to use.
But isn't Saudi Arabia rich as hell?
They gave the shirt to the women's.
So they put a bra on Heath Slater and sent him out there to go please a couple of...
No, but seriously, like, you know, like, who's the team that just lost the World Series? The Astros? Like, you think there's a bunch of Astros shirts that went over there with the Jordan Miles t-shirts?
Makes sense to me.
Look, free shirt's a free shirt. You can turn that shit inside out. If I'm hankering for a little sun coverage in Africa, I don't care what's on the fucking shirt. I'm putting it on. Just saying.
All right.
It'd be the humane thing to do to have Africans running around in Jordan Miles t-shirts.
You know what? You know the thing is, though, those shirts are printed to order.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
I thought they just do
a WWE shop?
No, they're not.
Those? Yes.
They can't be.
100%. They have.
Then how do we get Sheamus shirts for $1.99 after a month?
They have their own, like, they basically have pro wrestling tees.
Who does?
WWE. They have WWE customs.
Yeah, but then. All right, so is there...
So if I could order a shirt with this design, with this color, and this thing like that.
Okay. I could do that. All right, I didn't realize that was a thing. I always thought... Because a lot of times you'll see a shirt, and if it doesn't sell, they just mark it down to like $6.
Now, these shirts might... You might be right. These shirts may have just been mass-produced for stock.
I think you're right, though. I think they are customs.
The NXT ones might not be. They may just have tried to get as many NXT shirts out as possible and fucked up a bunch of them, because we talked about it last week. They suck. Most of them suck as compared to real shirts that they would have time to design.
We talked about it earlier. They want to get into the African market. Great way to start. Be ship all these shirts that nobody wants to buy over there.
You know what would be a big seller over in Africa?
Food. Fly paper?
You said food, didn't you, you cocksucker?
Food.
I was going to say food, too. Good thing I didn't step on your joke. That was awesome.
I did. Sorry.
It's all good. Now, a quick question for you guys, because you're almost at the two-hour mark here.
Yeah, we are.
Are you guys going to talk about the flagship television show,
AEW Dynamite? Wrestling? We are.
Well, we got to get to
that's the thing I'm most well-versed in right now, fellas.
Well, let's get into it. AEW Dynamite, last Wednesday night, we crowned our first ever AEW tag team champions.
Were you surprised by the choice?
No.
Now, we made picks for this, but not like official picks. Does anyone remember?
No.
Okay. I don't remember. I thought maybe one of you guys.
So, KP, you're in on AEW Dynamite.
I am. I have one quick question for you guys I think you'll like.
Question? Jesus.
This one's an easy one. Do you guys follow any WWE stars on Instagram?
Kevin's Instagram guy.
Correct, right? You guys probably...
Sure, I do.
They're a little bit controlled with their social media from the corporate angle, right, Kevin? That's something you hold them to, you know...
Yeah, you know, we have big standards for them. We want them to present themselves...
There you go.
In the most corporate way possible, for lack of a better term.
But you know who has the most fun Instagram account in all of pro wrestling right now?
Are you going to throw this person? Am I going to have to talk to this person?
Le Champion, Chris Jericho.
Oh, I said WWE.
Maybe I did. In all of wrestling is what I should say.
He's not under my employ anymore.
But that's the thing, is that he's not restrained by that same corporate structure. And Jericho's, I can't think of anybody that's having more fun in pro wrestling right now than Le Champion. He was in Times Square today. Did you see that?
I did.
Yep, taking some heel photos with NYPD SWAT cops in front of Trump Tower. He's doing it big, man. I like it.
He did an interview with Donald Trump Jr. for his podcast.
No shit.
That's awesome.
He's got a book coming out. Yeah.
Okay, very cool. But I love that. I love what AEW is doing, man. It is, like Tony said, you don't quite understand what the hot properties are with them yet, but that's kind of what I'm excited about. You get to go back to being a mark for a little bit. You don't know who's going to win every match.
All right, so you totally said that you tuned out of WWE, tuned out of wrestling pretty much in general until you heard of AEW. Like, what about AEW decided to make KP like all right, maybe I'll give it. Did you just like, oh, I'll give it a shot? And then once you gave it a shot, you enjoyed it, or was it like, I have to watch this?
It's a great question. I was following everything about the pay-per-views and all the signings that they were doing. Because what I like is they're doing two things. They're taking legends that I grew up loving. Jericho's the best. I really think he's the greatest of all time.
Yahtzee.
I'm being sincere.
I believe you.
Find an angle that he didn't make work. He could make anything work, man. He was a gold that way. He still is. And the fact that he's 52 and a world champion and looks believable is awesome. But that being said, they took other guys who I thought got a raw deal from the WWE, like the Moxleys and the Cody, a bunch of other guys like that, and they're giving them a new life, and that's really exciting because it's like seeing a shitty film series get taken over by a new director. It's a chance to put a little Viagra in their careers, you know?
Well, speaking of legends, Rock and Roll Express were on AEW Dynamite.
They were, and they got their fucking dicks kicked in by our boys, the fucking Proud and Powerful.
Love those guys. Heels. True heels, baby.
What'd you think of the Portuguese princess?
It is what it is, Tony. Let's just leave it there. Okay?
Shana?
Yes.
Is that her name? I liked her.
The match was in second gear, but yeah, it was fine for what it was. I like the other chick's outfit. She had a little butt cheek top.
Hakaru Shada?
Yeah, Shada. Yeah. I shot on my load when I saw her coming to the ring.
Good one.
How you like them apples?
Great. What's the women's champ name? AEW?
Rio.
Rio.
Riho.
Whoa.
That was that's a weird thing with that whole crowd, man. But I like AEW. I'm digging what they're doing. Darby Allin bought in on him pretty quick.
Darby Allin used to paint pictures with feces.
I believe it.
Pretty sure he still does.
Called it doo-doo art.
Episode something or other. Something or other on The Shining Wizards.
Probably my set list.
Wait, we were interviewing Priscilla during that one, and she's like, oh, Darby's here. And then Darby got on, and he gave us even more killer stuff.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Go Google Priscilla Kelly when you get home.
Uh-oh.
And throw Shining Wizards behind it, and it'll come right up.
That's true.
I like the Britt Baker so will chick, we. Too.
She's Britt Baker's pretty cool.
She seems like a good chick to hang with, too.
Adam Cole hangs her all the time.
Ooh, jeez.
Oh, wait, that's Adam Page, the Hangman.
I like the Hangman character. I bought in on him pretty quick.
Hanging? Yeah. No, he's going to be something big, dude. He's going to be a huge star.
You got surprised if
he's getting the good rub, too.
That old school Texan look. He's a bad motherfucker.
And he's from Virginia, too, right? Something like that.
Yes. Do you remember when AEW started, we all were debating who should be the first champion, Paige or Jericho? And, you know, some of us said Jericho, some of us said Paige.
But we all thought
that Paige would eventually be the face. Are you surprised that we haven't gotten there yet?
No, or it's only been a couple
you're
months.
You're building. You know what's happening? I'm just saying, again, this is the only thing I could say. You guys are still in on the product. I'm not watching anything else right now. But I follow Chris Jericho on Instagram, and when you see a giant billboard in Times Square with Jericho holding a title belt, that builds that prestige of the brand, the title, everything.
Well, how many people do you think recognize who that is?
Jericho?
Yeah.
Jericho's got 1998 street cred, and that is when wrestling was at its peak.
All right.
So that's a guy, because whenever I talk to people, do you guys do this when you talk to people at wrestling? I'll have fans at a show or something like that. Not my fans.
We do our best not to talk to people at wrestling.
But when someone comes
Matt doesn't
up to me
talk to people. Kevin talks to everybody. My man!
That was the five-year anniversary show.
My man!
I avoid people, too, at wrestling.
So, but when people ask me about wrestling, you always, the safe thing to say, it's almost like gay culture. When you sit there like, oh, I have a relative who's gay. And then you realize, you know, later on they reveal they're the one who's gay in their family or whatever. It's a whole weird thing. If there's a rainbow on a bar, they know it's okay to go inside. As wrestling fans in 2019, you sit there and you say, oh, yeah, I used to love that stuff, man. Back in the day with, you know, Stone Cold and The Rock and Bret the Hitman. And then after that person tells you, they show their hand, then you say, all right, cool, I still watch it. You know, and then it's like you have to warm up to it, man.
A little bit, yeah.
But... yeah, but when you talk about that shit, Jericho still sells tickets, man. You have a chance to get people who were formerly into the product back into it, and you're building something good, man. I haven't seen a bad move by AEW yet.
No, I'm with you. Look, the show they put out is great. Jericho's the perfect person to have the title on. He is not just a professional wrestler. He's an author. He's in a pretty successful rock band. Fozzy still, they currently have like a top 20 song that's played on satellite radio constantly.
Insanity, right?
His podcast is not strictly wrestling based. He talks to a lot of people in the music business and the movie business. He covers a lot of ground. And he was very successful in WCW and WWF and WWE. He's world renowned. And then you throw someone like, you know, the internet darling wrestling fans love the Bucks. They love Kenny Omega. They love when Cody got released. You know, you throw Sean Spears in there, a Moxley. And then you bring all these underground talents and the Joey Janelas and the Jungle Boys and the Luchasaurus. It's the perfect storm. And the writing is brilliant right now. They're not trying to do too much. They're keeping it focused on this Full Gear pay-per-view. So a lot of the TV you're seeing is focused around this. It's this introduced to the inner circle and who these guys are. And Cody has his team. And we've seen MJF on TV once in a match.
Opening night.
Yeah. He's part of that from deniable to desirable piece that they do on AEW Dark, which I think is awesome. They focused on the referee chick. They focused on QT Marshall. And then MJF was last week, and I don't know who they did tonight.
I would imagine
someone
probably
called the Inner Circle Circle.
Maybe Silver and Reynolds.
Maybe.
Because they're there now, too. They're officially listed on the roster page.
So Paige beat Guevara. The Proud and Powerful attacked the Rock and Roll Express.
Young Bucks came out a little too late.
Young Bucks made, you know, they tried to make the save. They ran them off. There was the limo thing and the contract signing.
Oh, with Dustin Rhodes.
With Dustin, where they slammed his hand in the door,
yep.
Which was awesome.
That was a good segment. That reminded me of like old NWO type shit.
There was the Bucks and Omega against Angelico, Jack Evans, and
Sabian.
QT Marshall was in a match.
With Silver and Reynolds against
Best Friends and
Cassidy.
And Pockets. And then SCU beat Lucha Brothers to become the first ever AEW Tag Team Champions.
Fun show.
So AEW's firing on all cylinders. Full Gear is this weekend. We will do our picks during the week. We'll put it on Facebook. Cody versus Jericho. They're going to have judges. It's got a 60-minute time limit. I mean, Cody's supposed to make a huge announcement tomorrow night on AEW.
Any rumors to what it is?
I haven't heard anything
yet. Is it like a gimmick big announcement or a shoot big announcement?
I don't know. It's the announcement he was supposed to make the week that Jericho was in the box and they went up and they brawled.
Okay.
I'm gay.
Cody!
If Cody's gay, that puts the most beautiful woman I've ever seen in my life back on the market.
She's a hot beard, bro.
Brandy, man.
You got to go home?
Matt was still talking.
No, we're wrapping up.
Yeah, but Matt was not done.
He's done.
No, it's fine. Okay. Full Gear, Pac and Paige, Moxley, Omega, and an unsanctioned match. That's also something they played up with Moxley being super pissed off. That's going to be unsanctioned.
Because how many matches can you have if it doesn't count for this win-loss
record? Right, the wins and losses count. It's super cool.
I got a quick going home.
All right.
Randy Orton re-signed with the WWE. There was rumors with everything he's been posting with photos of the Elite behind him and blah, blah, blah. But no, he re-signed. There's no real details yet. So
did that just happen?
Yep. Okay. A new multi-year contract, according to PW Insider. So we'll have to look into that. But there you go. Randy Orton's not going anywhere. So
all right, I got a going home for you, boys. If you've been paying attention to Matt Hardy's YouTube and social media account, he's been putting out these new videos being called Release the Delete, where he's trying to get back into that broken gimmick where, of course, WWE has not done anything with him since Jeff Hardy has been out. And even before that, not so much with him without Jeff Hardy there. So they're pretty fun. They're about 2 minutes each. There's two episodes so far. So check out YouTube, Matt Hardy Brand, Release the Delete.
There you go. You guys got any plugs, or did you plug everything already? Or did
Matt do his doing? Okay. I'm good on plugs for tonight.
And KP plugged American Loser and all his other shenanigans.
Yeah, it's at KP Burke Sucks on Twitter and Instagram, and got some roast battle shit and all that stuff going on. I lost last night in the tournament, so it is what it is.
Boo!
But funny chick I lost to though, man. I like her.
Yeah,
I'll be down in Belmar on. That's a great Chipperson.
Joe Falca.
November 15th, I'll be down in Belmar. I'm not sure of the venue, but it's in Belmar. It's fun down there. And then I got another Comedy Shop gig on September 16th. I should have more details. I didn't know I was coming on.
September, nice.
Great set. November, man. That other chocolate, that's why it was Burner Bliss. The other one has acid in it.
Dude, my stomach's all fucked up right now.
No, I'm actually feeling okay.
Fellas, this was great. Thank you so much for having
me. Thanks for coming
out,
brother.
Here.
I guess we'll see you in 2 weeks.
I hope.
We hope. Come on.
Nah, I'm coming. I definitely want to be there for that. This podcast ruined my relationship with my fiance.
This one?
All right.
Wow. What a hot take to leave us on. All right, guys. We got one more week before the big anniversary show. So for now, see you next Tuesday.